DeMarco Show, the best wrestling program on the planet. On the planet.
She said, Bray Wyatt, the first time that I ever looked inside of your eyes, I knew there was something inside of you. I knew that you were evil. But I am proud to say that right now somewhere that teacher lady is rotting inside of some retirement home filled up with all of her life's regrets. But I, Bray Wyatt, stand here in front of you today as a conqueror, as a revolutionary, as the man of 1,000 troops, and I say, Miss Teacher Lady, look at me right now. I got the whole damn world in my hands. I am the necessary evil that must exist in this world to balance everything out. I am evil.
Greg DeMarco Show.
There's a lot of things I like, and I like the Greg DeMarco Show.
Greg DeMarco, I love you.
Really?
This is Leanne Marie, and I just wanted to say that I love Patrick O'Dowd.
We all love Greg DeMarco.
Really?
I like Greg DeMarco.
Sometimes, at night, we spoon.
Anybody got time for that?
No, Greg. No, Greg. I'm serious. I love you.
Don't do it like that, baby.
Patrick, is someone tuckered out? Oh, sneaky. You gotta go to bed, huh?
And I love you, Greg.
Damn!
We all love Greg DeMarco.
That I love Patrick O'Dowd.
Yes!
Greg DeMarco, I love you.
Oh, you guys are so adorable.
That's gonna be a soundbite right there.
Uh-oh. You're welcome.
And I love you, Greg.
You're listening to The Perfect 10, Scarlett Bordeaux, and, that's not, they come off really weird. Oh my god, see, this is what happens when you're trying too hard. That's what happens. That's, I just gotta, third time's a charm. This is The Perfect 10, Scarlett Bordeaux, and you're listening to The Greg DeMarco Show, the only show, the best show, on the web.
Poor Greg DeMarco. The wrestling really had to go down. The sexy and dangerous is too young. This is the Greg DeMarco Show.
We're here.
What is up, everybody? We are live, and live for the very last time here on the Greg DeMarco Show with Greg DeMarco, Patrick O'Dowd, no Sue Young yet, which is, you know, kind of par for the course, and right here at Powerhouse Radio, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Lots of fun, and you know what? I should do this one last time for Patrick O'Dowd.
The wrestling viewers, Patrick O'Dowd.
All right. Oh, hang on. Wait, I got the sound bite's on the other side of the board. Hang on. I got to scroll.
Oh, jeez, man.
I gotta keep crying. Keep crying. You're doing a good job. Pull a nose hair or something. You'll be fine. Keep on going. You can do it. You can do it. I know. It's really bad. Now I'm there. I'm just not pressing it. It's kind of fun.
Aw, Puddin.
There we go.
I just want to show. This is
okay,
so sad.
All right, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Compose
okay,
yourself,
okay.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have some decorum, please?
I mean, geez, man. Pull yourself. You're a professional.
I'm a professional? When did I ever get paid in doing this show? Am I getting paid for the last show? Does that officially make me professional?
Professional doesn't mean paid.
It does in most walks of life. Professional.
No, it does
no,
not.
You get to be a pretender.
No, it's a getting paid
just,
doesn't
I'm
mean
just
anything.
Saying, I didn't really think of you as a professional
nice try,
writer. I didn't really think of you as a professional writer until 2 weeks ago.
That's cool. Remember the part where I told you that I'm not talking about that?
I know. Well, I didn't talk about anything specific. You got nothing on me. You got what? What? You don't know that. What?
Oh,
what are they going
to
do? What's going to happen? What is this mysterious benefactor going to do to me? What are they going to do?
You never
they
know.
Don't know.
You
I don't know.
Know.
You're right. I don't know.
You never know. So we are here. We're live on the last ever edition of the Greg DeMarco Show with Greg DeMarco, Patrick O'Dowd, and probably a whole slew of other people. It's just the way things are going to go. So, oh, guess what? Soo Young's phone is at 1%. So she's going to charge it for a little bit, and she will be back. She will be on the program.
Charge it for a little bit.
Well, you know, long enough to get enough power to talk to us for a while.
You know what? I think Soo Young needs to sit next to the outlet and just have the damn thing plugged in and talk to us. Like, my laptop hasn't had a working battery in 3 years. I just plugged that bad boy in. I got no problem.
I don't know what to tell you. What I do know what to tell you is this is the last show. The final show.
Last show.
We're not doing this again. And it's funny when you have a last show because I announced it. What a Thursday? I don't even know what day I announced it. But I announced it, and immediately...
You actually announced it later than you were going to.
Well, you know why? Because I was busy, which is the whole reason why we no longer have a show. So it's just kind of the way that things go. So it's fun. But, I did do the announcement, and immediately, like, everyone kind of comes out of the woodwork, like, oh, what happened? Why are you stopping? And I explained to everybody, it's because of being busy and that sort of thing, and no one believes that. It's like, literally, people just keep on asking, no, really, why are you stopping? And it's, it just keeps on happening. So, yeah, it's kind of funny how that works, but... it's we were having the last show. There's no drama. Hey, wrestling just want drama. They're to be a problem. They just want there to be issues, and there are no issues. There's nothing. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. We're just not doing the show anymore because of time. We're grown up. We're grown adults, and we got things going on. So.
Yeah, we really do, and. And looking back, not for nothing, it's the time, like the time of the show. Like if we're both on the same coast and we're doing like an 8 p.m. show, I might have worked a little bit harder to be like, nah, man, we can keep it going.
It's funny that you say that, because I've told people if I were on the East Coast, then I could actually start the show at 10 o'clock and not 7:30 like I do, and then it would be easier for me.
It may not have worked as well. I also think it'd be a little bit easier if we were synced up on the same time zone, but, that's okay.
I have always lived this show in East Coast time, though. That's just something that I've always done. That's always been what I've done. What I do, and so that's always been the way.
My goodness, all kinds of people signing in live. I'm impressed.
Oh, really? Is the chat room filling up?
One of my good friends is in the chat room. That's impressive. No, Duncan Newton Gaines.
I've seen that name.
Hi, Dad. I know him. I know Duncan well. Shout out to Duncan.
Shout out to Duncan. Look at that. Shout out.
Yes, there you go.
We never did give the Snake Pit a theme song, and we're never going to. So
yep.
Sorry.
Three plus years, and sometimes we didn't even open you.
There were times, or we'd forget, and then I get messages. Snake Pit.
That was really important to people.
This is going to be a crazy, crazy show. There's going to be people calling in. There's going to be, it's the last ever show, and. So it's tough. There's literally 15 DeMarquettes, and it's impossible to get all of them on the program. Okay, one of them won't talk to us anymore anyway. And, you know, what can you do?
We earned that one.
No, we didn't.
Well, we didn't earn it, but I'll be like, oh, we're sorry.
I won't.
I know,
come on the show.
You're the host.
And then you have remorse for telling a story that no one even asked you to tell? No, that's your own fault.
That's why you get to be the host. I can be the nice guy.
Here's the thing. That person was trash talking about our show this very past weekend.
That's fine.
That's all I am going to say about that. But there's guests planned. One may not make it. I don't know this dad. Jesse Aaron had like an interview for some modeling thing tonight. So I don't know what's going to happen.
What?
There.
That sounds totally impossible that someone looking
Sue,
like
Sue Young is going to join us. We're going to have Heather Lynn here shortly. Three God Papadondo has been like a year and a half is going to be joining us as well. The Perfect Ten, Scarlett Bordeaux. We're playing Trivia Time with Allie Parker. One last time. We got some more surprises planned. Chad Perry's coming back with odds makers tonight, Patrick O'Dowd. 0% chance.
0% chance that is going to ever happen after today.
Right.
You really did. It's like everybody suddenly is like, wait, I want to get my shit in.
But you know what? It's we've meant a lot.
It's the final show.
It's more than we ever thought it would be. But we'll talk about that later, Patrick O'Dowd, because... That's right, Pastor Dowd, unadvertised, unannounced, but I told you the show was going to be crazy like this. Joining us right now live for the very second time, the latest person to ever be called a DeMarquette. She's the daughter of a legend, but she's building her own legend in her own right. Tessa Blanchard. Tessa, welcome back to the Greg DeMarco Show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
We are doing very well.
I'm jobless after tonight.
Good.
He was dependent upon the Greg DeMarco Show.
I was rolling in some serious bank in the podcasting world.
Which I will tell you, Tessa, pays far less than independent wrestling.
That's true. We'll podcast for food.
You don't even get food. There's no catering here.
We'll podcast for clicks.
That is about it. So you know, when you were last on the show, Tessa, you were making your debut, and we couldn't even know who was against. Now, obviously, you've wrestled several matches, and now you're here. So, you know, how's it been going? How did it go for you, and how is the career starting off?
You know, it's been amazing, and it continues to be amazing. I just got home from the ring with George, and all the guys and everything, so I'm exhausted. Oh, but, you know, every time I go out to the ring, I'm learning something new. I'm working with people more experienced with me. I'm working with Chastity Taylor a lot. This past weekend was the NWA Legends Fest, so I got to work the four-day training camp with Dr. Tom Pritchard, Lance Storm, Nigel McGuinness, Les Thatcher, Jerry Briscoe. So the amount of knowledge in that room was just crazy. So much knowledge was packed into that camp. And you, of course, you got to be around all the legends and everything, the Hall of Heroes. My dad was inducted into the Hall of Heroes this year at the Fan Fest. So it's been such a busy weekend, but it's all worth it. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, your career is off to a great start. What's it been like being, you know, Tully Blanchard's daughter? Now that you made your debut, because we talked about what it was going to be like, but now it's hard to predict. I mean, has that impacted you, good or bad, in any way since you've actually stepped foot in the ring?
You know, I'm so blessed to be my dad's daughter. It definitely opens up a lot of doors. Definitely gets certain people to notice me just because of that. But I've said it before, like my name will... It'll get me so far, but once I step into the ring, it doesn't really do much for me. But I'm so blessed to have my dad and my stepdad, and being their daughter, having the opportunities that I do have, I don't take it for granted at all.
I think that's great because, you know, it's there have been plenty of daughters or sons of legends that have come and gone in developmental or wherever and didn't make it despite who they were related to. So the fact that you want to do that on your own, I think, is awesome. Since we last spoke, you also had an opportunity to be a Rosebud.
Yes. I don't remember if I had already been a Rosebud or if I was going to be one when we last spoke, but... we actually, when we were down in Florida for the Brad Armstrong Memorial, we got a chance to go to the WWE house show and just sit in the crowd and watch everything, watch the Rosebuds. So that was a really fun experience. Like I said, just going, sitting in the stands, watching wrestling, you learn just as much as being in the ring, if not more as well.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. And, you know, I mean, everyone, I remember there were even reports on the internet that, you know, you were already getting looks from the WWE and this and that. And we're not here to be like, is it true? Is it not true? But I hope if it's not true now, it becomes true eventually because, you know, they'd be silly not to, number one. But number two, you want it. Like, you can tell how much you want it, how much you want to work for it. And all that stuff. So
yeah,
I definitely think that
and I've always
should
been told
be good.
If you get your body right, you get your cardio up, you know how to work in the ring. They can't tell you no. But I'm telling you what, George is whooping my hind end into shape. I'm telling you, in that ring, we were there for about almost 3 hours tonight in the ring, just running drills,
nice.
Nonstop. And I wanted to literally hop out and puke for a minute. But, you know, it's what you have to go through. It all pays off in the end.
No, you're 100% right. You talked about getting your body right. And you and I spoke privately about this once. You know, we see what most of the roster, the Diva roster looks like. Would you ever go through any type of, like, cosmetic surgery, enhancements, or anything like that, if the WWE said, hey, we want you to do this?
Truthfully, I get that question all the flipping time. I can't even tell you how many times I've been told, Tessa, if you don't go out there and get augmentation, you're not going to make it in this business. And honestly, if it came down to it and they wanted to pay for it, and that was like the deciding factor, I'd probably be open to it. But I don't feel like it's needed. I don't think it's necessary if I know what the hell I'm doing in the ring. I know how to work. I don't have to rely on my looks alone.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, I think it's you know, if anyone's ever seen you, you already have everything you need in the looks department. Mm-hmm. So you'll be just fine. And you're getting what you need in the ring, too. And that's awesome how much work you've done. I can't do anything but wish you in the wrestling industry in years to come. I fully believe we're going to see you on television someday. And when you do, we're going to brag. Not this radio show, since it won't exist anymore.
We knew her when.
Exactly. We knew her when. So, you know, thank you for being the latest person to ever be called into Marquette. We truly appreciate it. And, you know, we'll keep in touch, just not via the radio. And I just can't wait to see the things you do in the future.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me on here.
No problem. Anytime. Well, I guess not anytime, Patrick.
No, you can't even drop that line anymore. You're a big liar.
I know
you
it hurts.
You can be like, no problem, never again.
That's right.
Don't make anyone else a DeMarquette this show. I'll get to be called the last one.
Oh, she's all. You hear that? No new lady can call in today.
The pressure. So,
you guys.
I can say is don't change who you are because your spirit and your attitude are perfect. So don't change those at all.
Oh, thank you, guys.
No problem. There you go, Patrick. No, see, surprise call, Tessa Blanchard. Like, reached out, wanted to come on out of nowhere. Patrick O'Dowd, it's not going to end.
It's time!
Like, I already got Heather Lynn hanging on because this is when she's supposed to call in. But Patrick O'Dowd, on the line right now, the market number, I can't remember what number, but, you know, should have been sooner than I probably made her.
She's on the list.
All the way from Canada, Leah Von Dutch joining us now on the Greg DeMarco Show. Leah Von Dutch, welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going?
It is going extremely well. How are
Greg,
you doing?
Greg's a big quitter. Oh. he tapped
out. Why would you
out.
Quit?
I don't know. I can't get into this guy's head.
Oh, okay.
Things, it's, you know, it's just, you know, life is busy, and we talked about it on air a little bit with our schedules and everything else, and it is difficult, and so it's kind of the position that we're in. So, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. So, it's definitely
yeah, real life can tend to get into the way of some things. I totally understand that.
Yeah, it can suck sometimes, you know, but you know, we've had, you know, we've been doing this for 3.5 years. I think you first joined us probably 1.5, 2 years ago, and nothing but thankful for what we've been able to do and the fact that you've been able to join us. And you're leaving the country, or, well, leaving North America again soon, aren't you?
I am, yes. In the middle of October, I'm going back to Europe for the later half of October and all of November, so almost 2 months.
Wow. It's a good thing we're not having a show, because you couldn't have come on anyway. So it's okay.
No, exactly, exactly. So it was actually perfect timing.
See, Patrick O'Dowd, I told you, Leah Von Dutch was going on tour. We have to cancel the program.
Yes, no more shows from here on out.
That's right. Not, you know. So if we are going to make a return, it won't be until after Leah Von Dutch comes back. That is a promise. That is a promise.
Book it.
That's right. The next Greg DeMarco show will be, we're going to do an ESPN form as early as Leah Von Dutch's return to North America.
Oh,
that's when it will happen. So, but you've obviously been doing lots of good stuff. Tell, you know, what kind of, you know, where do you view your career right now in terms of just where you want to be and where it's come since you first started?
Well, I think that, you know, after this tour that I'm going to go on, like, my New Year's resolution was to wrestle in 10 countries for 2014. So once my tour in Europe is done, then I will actually have reached that point in my career, which is really amazing to me. And I'm super excited that I can even say that in 3 years I've wrestled in 10 different countries. It's brought me all over the world. You know, WWE is still a priority of mine. I'd still love to be there. I just have to learn patience, and sometimes that can be a little difficult.
Yeah, I know. Patrick O'Dowd is extremely impatient as well. It's okay.
Hi, whoa. Where
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. He's impatient for your career. He wants the best for you. That's all
I do. I want the best out of every, you know, out of all of our guests. All of our DeMarquettes are important to us. I want them to take off, but impatient.
Yeah, I remember when I started, I was like,
I think, I don't know if it's a, did you hear any of that, Patrick O'Dowd? Because I did.
No, something really broke up there. Yeah, I lost
it. Yeah, someone's breaking up there. I don't know.
Sorry. That's probably me. I was just saying how when I first started, I wanted to be in the WWE after 6 months. And I was like, if that doesn't happen, then I'll be done. But I've been addicted to wrestling since, so.
Yeah, it's a longer road than that, but I'm glad that you it up, and I'm glad that you definitely kept on doing it. We forgot to do the Blanchard, but since a lot of people are probably going to listen to this episode of the program, especially when they ever go back to hear it again, it's going to be the last one. Remind everybody where and how they can find you, because I want to make sure people can do that.
If you go on to leahvondutch.com, all of my social media pages are on there.
Excellent. Very good. So leahvondutch.com is where you can find out all that information about Leah Von Dutch, and it should definitely be good. Plus, they can get merchandise and all kinds of good stuff. So Leah Von Dutch, All I can say is best of luck to you in the future. You've always been a joy to have on, and you know, just like we just said to Tessa Blanchard, you're going to do amazing things, and we can't wait to sit back and watch it happen.
Thanks. Thanks.
Love everything. No problem at all. Thank you, and like I said, we'll be watching. I didn't say come back time, Patrick O'Dowd.
Well done, well done. You wished her all the best of luck in her future endeavors.
I didn't even mean it that way. It's just one of those things that comes out. Like it's something about wrestling. Like you say best of luck, that just follows it. And it's
okay, John.
It can be, hey, don't John me.
Mr. Laurinaitis. Oh.
We have that soundbite. I wasn't going to play it till like the very last thing we do on the air. But we do have that soundbite.
I mean, you
this
are a dynamic
dude. This is where the fun comes
dude.
In now, Patrick O'Dowd, because I got multiple people calling
Uh-oh.
In.
Oh.
It's about
to get crazy up in here.
It's about to get crazy, and we're about to throw off the schedule.
I didn't even open the rundown, dude. Like you sent me a list. I'm like, whatever.
I know. I got poor Heather sitting there waiting to come on the show, and I got somebody who I think's phone is now at 2% battery power.
Keep
who,
it plugged
who is,
into
is,
the wall.
I don't know what to tell you.
We're beautiful and we wrestle.
That music does mean it is DeMarquette Sue Young. Sue, well, I hope the phone doesn't die. That's all.
I hope not either. What a sad night. I don't like this show tonight because it's ending. That makes me really sad.
I don't like this show.
Tonight she doesn't
tonight.
Like this show.
Tonight. Only tonight, though, because it's ending. That's the last show. It's one of those things where you just don't ever want it to end. I'm going to miss you guys a lot.
We are going to miss you, too. You've been a big part of this show for literally 2.5 years now. 2.5 years
yeah,
you've been
wow.
a part of this program, Sue. It's you know, basically in terms of tenure, it's like DeMarco Grodowd and then Sue Young.
Yeah, you're a part of the introduction to the show. Like, you are in the theme song.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, like, after that long of a time and you guys see me transition to where I'm at now, it's, like, an awesome journey that I got to share with you guys. So I'm glad you guys are there.
Well, yeah, and we've been lucky. I've told you this before, but we're so lucky that you know, when you came on and it was just magic from day one, and we're just glad that you chose to spend some time with us over the past 2.5 years, because you don't get anything for it, and it's something that we definitely appreciate more than you'll probably ever know.
Well, I will probably know, because I appreciate you guys just equally as much, I'm sure. Just because, you know, if it weren't for people like you guys, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at, and I am very grateful for everything you guys have done for me, so... You guys heard it first right here on the Greg DeMarco show.
Dude, we can't quit the show now. We can't end the show now.
We can't do this. No.
Look what we did for Sue. Like, what? Who's going to help the next Sue Young? Who's going to be there, Greg?
Someone's going to have to step up. That's all.
You've seen the internet. I'm sorry. We've seen the internet. Come on, man.
We've seen the internet, and it's not good. It's not good.
I gotta tell you, though. We're leaving on a high note.
Yeah.
Like we're leaving in the right place.
Yeah.
We always
yes,
leave
we
on a high note.
We do. Very important to us to do that. And that's the thing. I didn't want this thing to fizzle out. We haven't been on the air for the past 4 weeks, but that's neither here nor there.
I was like, I think we kind of did, didn't we?
we were
going on vacation and then never came back.
And you know, that was an option. We totally had the option of just being like, show's done, thank you for listening, that was it. But wanted to do this one last time, and then call it a career, so to speak, at least on the podcasting side of things. So that's what we're doing. So Sue, are you down to like 2%, 1% now? Like how's the phone?
Oh my gosh, you called it on the dot, 1%.
Look at that.
Plug it in.
damn phone.
That phone is that phone has been
sit next to an outlet and just have it plugged in. That's the answer, Sue.
It refuses. It has a mind of its own, and it's like, I'm not charging until you just turn me off. Like, don't look at me, don't touch me. I just want to be by myself, and I'm like, okay, phone, I'm sorry. But I had to definitely pass through my phone this time because I got to be on the show. I got to say goodbye, and I got to say everything. Thank you for everyone that's listened and supported all of us because, really, you know, it wouldn't be anywhere without the listeners as well. So I'm just really grateful for everything that's happened on the show.
We are great. And I want you to your goodbye to actually be a goodbye if your phone dies. So thank you for everything that you've ever done on the show, social media, even in the locker rooms. It's meant so much to me and to Patrick and to everyone. And you just keep doing what you're doing because you're amazing. You know how we feel about you, and you just keep being awesome.
Thank you guys so much, and you guys too. And we are definitely going to meet down the road. There's no doubt about it. Just because the show ends doesn't mean our friendship ends.
Aww. Of course not, because now we have more free time because we don't have to do this thing on every Tuesday night. So with that free time, we'll be able to do that.
We have more free time. What? We're going to Florida on a Tuesday.
Hey, airfare's cheaper on Tuesdays. Come on now.
That's true.
Totally possible. So, Sue, thank you for everything. And like you said, this is goodbye on the air, but not goodbye forever.
Yes. Love you guys so much, and thank you for everything again. I can't wait to see you guys down the road.
There you go, Patrick Redoubt. Sue we are. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, that's all you got. You forgot to thank her for naming a finishing maneuver after an idea from the show.
Man,
that was important.
That's what Twitter's for. That's
it
what
is.
We do.
We'll get back. We'll get to it later.
That's what we use Twitter for. So now
put that on your Twitter list.
That's right, on Twitter list. I don't have a Twitter list. I need
you should
one,
make
I guess.
One.
So here's where we're at. Okay, we're 3 minutes off clock. I got Heather Lynn holding, and we got to go get the Greek god Papadon. So what do I do? Do I bring Heather on and let you and Heather talk while I go get Papadon? Like what do I do?
I'm all for Heather Lynn being on. We haven't talked to Heather. It's been months.
Yeah.
Like, so if she jumps on the show, like I think we can figure it out.
Right.
#32Fantastic Heather Lynn.
Quite possibly the greatest lyrics to any wrestling theme song ever. Heather Lynn. Heather, we've missed you.
I missed you guys.
Yeah, we've missed you a ton. It's great to have you back on the show. You've been busy. It's just like, you know, people. Life stinks. People need to understand.
I was emotionally hurt a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I have been so bad. I can't even breathe half the time right now.
See? Exactly.
That makes me sad.
People are losing their breath. That's what they need to...
I thought it was because she was a little loaded in the chest.
Yeah. I think maybe that's why I can't breathe. I don't know. No, like
things
today I got
heavy.
Home from work and I meant to watch TV and I just passed out on the couch. And I woke up.
She's well rested. She's well rested.
Yeah, you should be ready for a conversation.
Yeah, I'm good.
See, look, she's fully awake. So, I sent you the rundown. I don't know if you've seen it.
I browsed it.
Okay.
See,
because you can take the Sue role in the upcoming interview or two is what you can do if you want to. It's completely up to you. You could do that.
I could talk for a little bit. I have to eat soon. I haven't eaten today. Probably not a good idea. Got to drop a few pounds for the weekend.
That concerns me a little bit.
Oh, damn it.
Don't eat the cat. Oh my god, leave it alone.
No, he just dropped over a whole thing of change. And then he looks at me like, I don't care.
Well, it's because cats
doesn't care. He's a cat.
Cats,
okay.
Cats are horrible.
You guys talk talk about, you know, I don't know, Stephanie and Brie, Triple H adding himself to the main event. Talk
why
about
would,
wrestling.
Why would you do that to us?
Those are just examples. Like, you talk about what
I thought we were friends. Can't we talk about Ambrose or something?
Okay.
Or what?
Talk about
Heath Slater winning or something?
Yes, that's right.
Slater getting the victory.
That's right. Okay. You know what? Just talk about something. I'm going to go get Papadon. How about that?
Cool.
All right. Have fun.
Are you gone? Okay, he's gone. I got to say, Heather, I missed you so much. I really did. I was very sad.
I
used to see
Patrick,
you.
I was like, where's my Patrick? I was like, like Emilio, but it was like Patrico.
Patrico. Patricio. You can go Spanish.
Oh, yeah, Patricio.
That's right. So there's been a lot of wrestling that has happened since the last time we talked. Like, what have you had a chance to even see? Like, if you've been so busy, what do you love right now?
I haven't been paying much attention to much on TV. I've got freaking Evolve coming up this weekend. Did you see the matches?
I know it's a pretty stacked card.
Seidel versus Ricochet.
Yeah, that's a hell of a... I mean, I would hand over my money if I were closer enough to see it.
Well, you can get it on iPay-per-view.
I can, but I'm poor. I paid my $9.99 for the WWE Network.
No. Oh, yeah, you're $9.99 for the WWE Network.
Because remember, the WWE Network, everyone, costs $9.99.
It's only $9.99.
Only $9.99. And for that, you can see Stephanie McMahon wrestle Brie Bella.
Oh, for just $9.99.
For just $9.99. That was so bad.
Shut the hell up!
Greg,
You
know, for $9.99, we could shut Greg up.
I think it costs more than that.
It probably does. It costs
far more than that. Yeah, it's. Although after today, it would cost something to get us to come back on the air. Because that was a someone's like, would you ever come back? And I'd be like, that means A, my schedule changed,
yeah.
And B, I'm getting paid. that's pretty much never going to happen. So my schedule might change, but I don't think it will, you know, getting paid to do a podcast is something that a very small percentage of people get to do in this.
I'd like to get paid and do something.
It'd be nice to have one of those dream jobs.
Have a fun
job.
They're
few and far between, so.
I do like my real
job,
though.
See? I do, too, actually. I do enjoy the real job. But we do have somebody on the line who does get to to live the dream, going out to the ring as often as possible. One of the very best inside the squared circle. Give him the proper introduction.
It's time!
You've played that soundbite a lot, Patrick.
I think quite a few times. Bruce is getting a little worn out.
He is, but he makes a lot of money.
He does.
Thank God he never found out that we use that. Yeah, that's definitely
good
thing. It's time to bring back an old friend of the program, somebody who probably has been on in a year and a half, but spent the better part of our first 2 years of the show on with us. Good friend of ours, like one of the best on the independent scene or any wrestling scene for that matter. The Greek God, Papadon. I know you're not champ, but I feel the need to call you champ. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, any time. We appreciate you coming on and what did I do again?
Anytime.
Oh gosh.
This is the last time and
I know.
I think it's good. It's great that we actually have Papadon. I was actually wondering when we were going to bring you back, man, cuz it has been so long. I thought Greg was ducking you.
I don't know, man. I mean, the power's in your hand. You guys want me on your show? Oh, you have not that hard.
Yeah, great. Jeez.
Now here we are.
It's the last show, and we can't ever do it again. Jerk.
Way to jump the ball.
You're right there, Greg.
I am. I dropped.
You see the
ball.
Error in your ways. There you go.
You know, I mean, look. You threatened the man with a chair, and
yeah, that didn't go so well for me, if you'll recall.
No, it did not go so well for you. You probably shouldn't have threatened Papadon with a chair. That's all I'm going to say. And
mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made, and for your safety is why we couldn't bring on Papadon. And that's a complete lie. I can't even back that up. But we just had a surprise visit from Tessa Blanchard, who was talking about the NWA experience that she went through this weekend. And I know you were there as well.
Yes, I was. I had a tremendous time. It was a very star-studded event and a lot of fun. Hopefully, Greg Price, if he listens to this, this isn't the last one. I mean, I've done the last 2 years. I went last year as part of the Wrestling Cares, Les Thatcher's Wrestling Cares tournament, and I was amazed. And I told Greg right away, I said, listen, I want in next year. And, you know, he brought me in, and I had two great matches. I wrestled Luke Hawks night one. We tore it down. And then the second night, I wrestled Chase Owens, and we had a spectacular match, and we tore it down. So I couldn't ask for anything more, you know. And North Carolina, you know, it's a nice little town. Charlotte was nice. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of interesting people. Got to see a lot of legends. I had Tommy Young, one of the referees from the NWA, and favorite referee of all time, referee me in my match with Luke Hawks. So that was an honor. You know, it was really cool to have him referee my match. So, you know, I crossed it off the bucket list. So, you know, all in all, it was a great time, and, you know, one of the highlights of my career, you know, so far.
Now, it's actually interesting that you mentioned that. You talked about a lot of the legends people you meet. Is there anybody that, when you've gone to either, like, either this past weekend or whatever, or at some of these fan fests or huge events where you're still starstruck by somebody that you met, or there's, you know, you talked about something being a big honor. Is there anybody that's still like that person that if you met, it would just be like, I can't believe I'm, you know, having this conversation or with this particular guy?
Well, no. Well, you know what? I had a very interesting and, you know, knowledgeable conversation myself with Hawks, Hurricane, Shane Helms, until 4 in the morning with James J. Dillon the first night. And we were just sitting under the learning tree. And, you know, we learned a lot. And, no, it was very, very interesting, and I had a great time. I mean, you know, when JJ talks, you better listen, because the man knows a lot about this business, both, you know, in the ring and behind the scenes. So we were just – I was just absorbing everything like a sponge. But to be honest with you, I don't get very awestruck or starstruck, you know, when I meet somebody. I mean, I've done WWE TV before, and I even walked up with Vince personally myself and shook his hand, you know. So it's not like I'm too afraid to say hello to anybody or shake anyone's hand and introduce myself. But I will tell you this, you know, last year when I did the Legends Fest, I got introduced to Tully Blanchard by Les Thatcher because I was sitting at Les's table, you know, for the banquet of Fall of Heroes, and he introduced me to the Tully, and he goes to me, this is Jimmy Papadon. He's a really good. He should be on TV right now. My mouth just dropped because, first of all, to get endorsed by a legend like Les Thatcher, you know, that means a lot because the guy knows talent, you know, and I'm not just saying that because he put me over, but the guy knows what he's talking about, and he actually brings, you know, credibility into this industry. And then to be introduced like that to someone that I looked up to and I was a fan of, Tully Blanchard, I was like, you know, wow. And then, you know, I just introduced myself and I said, how you doing? Name is Jimmy. Definitely a pleasure to meet you. I've been a very big fan. And as he walks away, you know, he says, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, he goes, nice to meet you too. And then he walks away to talk to somebody else. You know, it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, stupid. You see that little markout moment? I'm like, oh, man. Of all the things you could have said, I'm a very big fan. You know, it's just like one of those things. You know, I never thought I'd meet the guy. So, you know, it was cool meeting a lot of people. I mean, you know, like there were so many people down there that I've seen growing up on television when I was a child. You know, and even though I'm from New York, you know, and, you know, everyone thinks just because you're from the Northeast, you're a WWE boy, WWF boy at the time. I grew up loving and admiring the NWA, you know, Jim Crockett Promotions, you know, TBS, you know, the Superstation. Includes the TV every Saturday, watching that stuff. So, you know, me going down there is like going home. So it was really, really cool.
Very nice. So nobody called you, say, like, the wrong name, nothing like that, no fills being thrown around there, or, you know, anything happened there, nothing, no?
No, I mean, I wouldn't call anyone the wrong name, you know?
Never?
Like I said, I watched these guys growing up, and I think I'm pretty cohesive as far as putting faces and names together.
And, like, radio hosts? Or,
oh, yeah. You know what? the ones that matter, I don't get their names.
Oh, the ones that matter. I see how it is. You know, I got to lie. I can't lie. I was so scared of you, I decided to drop 60 pounds. Or, actually,
did
that's
you?
Not
would
true. I dropped
yoga?
What's that? No, diabetes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you didn't do it, man. No, it's one of those things that's totally cool. Like, the day I met you, I think I'd been diagnosed, Greg, like 3 days or something.
Probably.
Like that, because it was part of that road trip. So, but I do. I was so scared of the choke, and for, you know, sassing, that I tried to get in shape so that if I ever cross paths with you again, you can kick a smaller ass, if you will.
Well, at least you know the facts. You got your facts straight.
Hey, I'm honest with myself, man.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Awesome. So, I mean, you just recently got put over this past weekend, and they're talking about you. Like what's on the horizons for you? Because I'm waiting to see you break through. Like, I don't know what it's going to take, what you got to do, what anybody's got to do, because you do belong on a grander stage than you. And I want to know, you know, who's going to make that happen? What do we got to do to make that happen? Because you've got the talent.
You know what, this million-dollar question, and, you know, to be honest with you, I wish I had the answer. I mean, anyone who wrestles has to be, you know, main eventing WrestleMania or making the most money they possibly make doing what they love to do. But, you know, first off, let me thank you for your article that when you posted seven guys that should be in WWE, and you mentioned me, or should be on a grander stage, let me say, and you mentioned my name in the article. You know, when someone brought to attention, you know, I was just awestruck for a second. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, so thank you for that. You know, I appreciate that. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, from what I heard, you know, I got great feedback, you know, from individuals whose critique and I respect a lot of, guys like Dr. Tom. I met Lance Storm, you know, and, you know, he critiqued my match with Luke, and he liked what he saw and gave us some pointers and gave us, you know, told us what he didn't like, what he did like. And same thing with Dr. Tom. Hurricane Helms gave me some pointers, Les Thatcher. I mean, all in all, it was a positive weekend. Everyone loved what I, you know, what I did in the ring and how I delivered everything, and got booed out the building by the fans, which was exactly what I wanted. And, you know, it was great. I did my job correctly, you know. And, you know, and then, you know, I even got pulled over to the side Blanchard's daughter that you just said you spoke to. And she pulled me over and she said, yeah, she was there. She goes, congratulations. I'm like, oh, she was your match of the night, the second night. I'm like, who told you that? She goes, oh, no, you know, everyone said it. So I don't know if she's just being nice or whatever, but just to even hear that's, you know, because there was a lot of talented guys on the card, you know, from start to – every match on that card was amazing, and it was, and, you know, very talented individuals. So, you know, whether it's a matter of opinion or an actual fact, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Just to hear that at least one person thought that was great. So as far as me going to the next level – you know, it's just a matter of time. I mean, everywhere I go, I get complimented out of the wazoo. I look like a star. I act like a star. I cut good promos. But no one ever pulls a trigger on me. And the funny thing is this, you know, you, on a national level, you figure someone would say, hey, wait a minute. We have Italian wrestlers. We have Mexican wrestlers. We have English wrestlers. We have Irish wrestlers. We don't have any Greek wrestlers. We don't have anyone who speaks Greek. Well, let's take a step back here. Greeks invented wrestling. They invented the two ingredients in sports entertainment, which is theater and wrestling. Hell, even Vince McMahon's company is called Titan Towers, right? It's Titan, and that's the father of the Greek gods, the Titans, Greek mythology, right there. He invented everything from mathematics to democracy to astrology. So there's money to be made there, and the Greeks are very proud people of their heritage and their cultures. You know, they're very, very similar to Puerto Ricans on how proud they are of being from Puerto Rico, and if big fat Greek wedding, you know, and everyone goes crazy when they find out somebody's Greek. That movie, what, $3.75 to make that movie, and he turned over $1 trillion in profit because everyone and their mother went out to go see it. All the Greeks went, you know, stopped, they shut down all the diners, and they all went and saw the movie. So, you know, I mean, there's a market for it. There's a demographic to make money. So if anyone from, a, you know, from Connecticut or Tennessee or even GFW is listening, anybody, there's money to be made. I mean, it's just a matter of giving me an opportunity. Now, I'm not begging or asking for it. I'm just stating facts.
No, you're exactly right. And I believe it's going to happen. And when it does, we get to say that we knew you when. And I know it'll happen for you. So you keep up that good fight. Remind everybody where they can find you on the Internet.
You can find me on Facebook by, you know, very simple, for all the peasants, Greek God Papadon. When I had the account, when I established the account, you can only put personal last name, so Greek God's one word. And then Twitter, it's Greek God Papadon. Very not, you know, it's not difficult, it's not hard to find. I do have a pro wrestling tee shop.
where I have T-shirts for sale. You just pour us a piece, Green Card Papa Don. And then, you know, I have a YouTube page, just Green Card Papa Don. I mean, you can see how the pattern's starting to form there. It's not like I try to make things too difficult. Our wrestling aren't the brightest bulbs in, you know, in the pack, but, you know, just to keep it even for everybody, very, very, very simply put, you know, this Friday on the 8th, I will be in Maryland for Maryland Championship Wrestling. Well, I'll be wrestling Dirty Money. The 9th, I'll be in Brooklyn for Fighting Spirit Wrestling, where I'll be wrestling for the Fighting Spirit Wrestling Heavyweight Championship against Mike Verna. On the 16th, I'll be in Five Borough Wrestling in Brooklyn, I think against Mike Mondo, formerly Mikey of the Spirit Squad. Mm-hmm. 17th, I'm doing a show for a person who has cancer out in Long Island. It's a benefit show, and I'll be wrestling an individual by the name of Gary Reno. 23rd, where am I, 23rd? CZW, I'm making my debut in CZW.
Wow.
It's Greg Axton. The Thursday before the 23rd, or the last Thursday of the month, I'll be at NYWC. And that'll be me and Tony Nese, or Tony Nese and I, to become grammatically correct. We call ourselves the Premier Gods, because he's the premier athlete, and I'm the Greek god. Put it together, you get the Premier Gods. You got that, Phil? I hope I didn't confuse you. Against Drew Gulak and Joe Gacy, who they call themselves Battlestar Galactica, which is a tremendous name if you ask me. And I think we're going to have a 2 out of 3 falls match, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
We wrestled them the first time and won. They wrestled us the second time and won. So you can say this is the rubber match, and we're going to do a 2 out of 3 falls match. So I'm looking forward to all my upcoming matches and bouts.
Excellent. Well, when I wrote... That's just August. That's right. There's tons out there. When I wrote that you were one of the 7 people that should be on TV, I meant every amount of it, and I bring that up. And best of luck to you. We know you're going to do big things. And like I said, someday we'll say that you win. Greg and Phil will say that.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I'm glad you guys know what talent truly is. And, you know, I'm sorry this is your last show. I mean, you guys do offer something to the radio community of wrestling fans, and it's their loss that you guys are leaving, but I'm pretty sure that you guys will land on your feet, especially now that Phil is 60 pounds lighter. And you guys will move on to bigger and better things and continue to contribute to the wrestling fan community and show support to individuals like myself and any other talented individuals out there. And to all the fans out there, please go support your local good wrestling independent companies and independent wrestlers by either buying their merchandise, 8x10, T-shirts, whatever else they're selling, bobbleheads, whatever. But also go support the companies like the Maryland Championship Wrestling or an ECWA, which is actually September 6th. They're having their 47 years anniversary show.
Yep.
And it'll be myself and Ricky Martinez fighting for the tag team straps over there against Team CK. So, I mean, bottom line is you got to go out there. You want good talent to be on TV. You got to support the independents because they're the lifeline of wrestling. So to all the fans out there, go out there, excuse me, support them, support your favorite wrestlers, support your good wrestling companies, and, you know, don't just go up to people and say, hey, great match. Buy an 8x10. Buy a T-shirt. Buy whatever they're selling because, you know what? It helps buy them dinner on the way home. It helps pay for the tolls and gas on the way home. And, you know, it makes everybody happy.
There you go. Good stuff. We appreciate it. And good luck to you.
Well, thank you, my man. Good luck to you as well. I wish you best in your future endeavors, quote, unquote. And, Phil, good luck with the diabetes, my man. God bless.
Oh, thank you.
You continue living a healthy lifestyle, and you should try DDP yoga, man. It works. It's good stuff.
That's what I've heard.
It is. It is good stuff. I do it, too.
I was just told by a Greek god, so it can't be a lie. I don't like you who has to lie about it. I'm telling you God the truth. See what I did there?
Yeah, I like
it. I do. I love it. All right, there we go. Greek god, Papa Don, everybody. Patrick O'Dowd telling us how it is once again. So, Heather, I know you're still there.
Yeah.
And before you go, I mean, you came in, you know, a year and a half ago already, and you know, during that time moved across country and had lots of changes in your life, and appreciate everything that you've done for us and been on this show. And I just laugh sometimes when, you know, the first time we ever contacted each other was because you heard I was making fun of you on the air. And and thanks to someone else. And look what it turned into. So strange world we live in and how things work sometimes.
And now we have a wonderful relationship.
Exactly.
We're all friends.
We are.
Aww.
I forgot you were here, Patrick. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and I'll take care of Sue for you this weekend. Don't worry.
Yes,
you can cry
do.
On my shoulder.
You will. It's
I'm
amazing.
Jealous of the
things. Really about those. It was awesome. Couldn't ask for.
I'll get a special picture of us for you.
Oh, I don't know if we can handle that.
I want to try to handle that. Stop.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So, for old time's sake, Heather, this is where you get off.
Again.
And, again, exactly.
You never get old.
And we have nothing but love for you. Continued health.
Oh, real
and,
quick.
Yes?
This weekend is Evolve weekend. Don't forget. Tell everyone.
Evolve.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Evolve.
WWNLive.com.
WWNLive.com. I will be there in attendance, and I will be on the show. So I look forward to seeing everybody.
And everyone looks forward to seeing you. I can.
And I have
I
new dresses to debut, so you got to be working.
There you go. Outstanding. Well, good luck. And, you know,
thank
the good
you.
Thing is people can see you well. And, of course, they can follow you and keep up.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you guys. And keep in touch. Be safe. I will send you some pictures from this weekend. And I'll give you a big kiss for you, okay?
That's all we could ask for. Thank you so much.
See you next month.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Here we go. And Patrick Adep. Even more. Is there Patrick O'Dowd? Are you there?
I am there.
There you are.
I heard nothing but dead air there for a minute.
Yes. I was telling
so
you
did you
that
ask me a question?
I was telling you that I warned you and that you know, I was going to screw up the clock even more because
it's time!
We're going to be going, we'll be taking a break and calling Scarlett Bordeaux a few minutes late because joining us right now on the program, someone we last spoke with back in May, and she's been nice enough to come back and join us one last time. It is the Rainbow Rosebud herself. One of Patrick O'Dowd's favorite guests ever on the Greg DeMarco Show, Mary Elizabeth Monroe. Mary, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, any? I almost said it, Patrick
nice
O'Dowd.
Try there. You got to play the Adam Pearce soundbite the next time you do that. You have to. That is the new rule.
There we
I
go.
Have to.
Nice try, though.
No.
Greg does,
because Greg is telling everybody on the show today because he's not – catching on. He keeps people being like, thanks for having me on the show. And Greg's like, oh, anytime. This is the
last. And then
last
I realized,
time.
Wait, I can't say anytime anymore because it's not anytime.
This
anytime
is why
conspiracy. That's like a cruel joke. That's
isn't it
mean.
Horrible?
I know.
It's
a cruel joke
is...
that I'm playing on myself. It really is. It's a cruel joke on Patrick O'Dowd, on Greg DeMarco, on all the listeners, on everyone. Listen, people literally
maybe
thought.
Maybe you shouldn't that, do it.
Maybe that's a
oh,
good
snap.
Idea. I like that idea. I'm going to put it into practice,
Salt.
And then I'm going to forget right away,
wow.
And I'll probably say it to you before this time our time together is over.
Disrespect them all.
And then I'll start crying. And then
you're gonna make her cry,
fun.
Dude.
Patrick,
yeah.
Patrick already.
Don't make her cry.
Again.
Patrick already cried.
I did. I did open the show with some tears.
He did.
It was very tough for me.
And if a woman cries, he'll cry again. So it's never good.
I don't like to see the ladies cry. I'm very sensitive.
That's,
you don't. Nobody
weird.
Does. Nope.
I got a big heart.
I like how she said
that.
That
sounds
weird.
Like a medical problem.
It might be a medical problem. I don't know.
It most definitely is.
I'm okay with it.
You picked up some notoriety. And see, I'm actually trying to change the subject. You pick up some notoriety as, you know, one of the main people. following around Adam Rose. But you're not just any Rosebud, you're Rainbow. And what has it been like to be a Rainbow? Do you get recognized as Rainbow?
I do, but the funny thing was that was kind of, it was already sort of my look. So now, you know, people that already knew me recognized me immediately when they saw that because, you know, I just was me. And then, you know, people that hadn't known me, it's, you know, it's just kind of all come together. And, yeah, so people, they knew, you know, people recognize me from that, but they also recognize that it's me.
Which is good, and I think, and a lot of the Rosebud seem to kind of have, you know, it seems like you basically had to bring your own stuff, and
Funny thing was most of the time, possibly every time, I was the only one who didn't have to use anything that they provided, because
nice.
Everything I had was already in my wardrobe.
Nice. Now, was it always different people in the bunny? The bunny suit has been something that's caused a lot of discussion.
I can't tell you who the bunny is.
I told you not to ask that question. For now.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I'm gonna go.
You ever notice, Greg, how she gets the best of you every time we have it? Like, both every time we're on the show. This is, full disclosure, Mary.
This is the best of him?
No, you get the best of him every time, which is what I loved about your first interview on the show is I really was hard-pressed to ask questions when it was my turn because I was having too much fun.
You wanted it always to be his turn?
I just wanted him to have to stumble over his words for a change. The smarmy bastard. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's right. He's my best friend, so I can say it.
This is true.
I have to say, I was a little upset. I didn't know that you were in a relationship with Heather. I overheard that earlier. So I don't know if that's Facebook official or if I should even be calling you.
It's appropriate. It's an open relationship.
We have an understanding.
Wait, no, Heather. Heather. See, now you're...
Whoa!
I'm already bringing her up.
Greg.
She's already gone.
Oh, wait.
Mary, don't be a lemon. Please. All right. In fact, you know, we have this.
Enjoy the...
Greg DeMarco Show.
And remember, it's party time. All the time.
Hey! Oh, 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 oh.
Did you throw your arms up in the air like when that happened? Did you? Was it like?
I mean, I was actually already doing that the whole time. So.
Excellent. That's the only way. The only way to do it. So.
It all came very naturally to me. They were just like, "Okay, go out and do this," and I was already doing it, so they just kind of pushed me out the curtain, and I just kept doing what I was doing the rest of the day.
And that's why I know you won't want to talk about it because it's thinking of yourself. But, you know, I know you caught on a little bit and people took notice, and I think that's amazing. And I hope, for one, that it definitely turns into something big for you someday because you're doing it right. You want to be a positive model for girls and for women. You turn a lot of things down because of what people ask you to do, which I think is great. And there's one more thing that – us to do here on our final show, and even though Tessa Blanchard warned me about,
oh my God, I'm so excited
literally
right now.
Said, "You better not do this." She did. Patrick, did she not say this?
She did.
Tessa Blanchard, the early Blanchard, and the most recent person ever asked me not to ask, made sure I do not make someone a DeMarquette for the remainder of the show.
Oh,
did she know it was me though? Because I think we're boys, you know. Like,
I told her nothing. In fact, I think I laughed and skirted around the issue because Mary Elizabeth Monroe, I'd love nothing more than for you to become number 16, the last ever woman to be deemed a DeMarquette here on this program. Only. If you would so oblige.
I would be honored.
No,
save the best for last.
Exactly. We did do that. I am sad that we didn't even come to know you until only a few months ago. But I feel lucky that I got to know you even more after that, because you truly are an amazing person within the wrestling business and an amazing person in general, and whether it's wrestling or other things that you succeed in. I know you're going to be a tremendous success, and I think you're going to inspire a lot of people. So keep doing that.
I hope so. That's the goal, so I appreciate that.
I think that goal is going to be met. So best of luck to you. Keep doing amazing things, and we will definitely keep in touch. And, you know, even though we're not on the radio anymore, I'm still writing, still have a big audience. So if ever anything that we can do for you, you just say the word.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
What
good
is
luck.
It, a banana or what? You have to,
what's that?
What word? We got to be
on the we'll have to figure that out.
He
I don't
said,
even know. I know. Patrick, her dad got it. That was good. See, getting
well, he gets me.
I am smarter than Greg, though. I mean,
that's true. That's true. And see, the mark of a really smart person is to surround themselves with people smarter than they are. And I've done that here today, right now, actually. So
yeah, you keep telling yourself that, pal. Smarter.
No, that's the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, you always got to surround yourself.
Makes you smarter, which then makes him smarter, and it's like. Never stop.
It's like that thing where, like,
it's circular.
You look in a
mirror,
and there's a mirror behind,
circular.
And so
it's
the never-ending
like
mirror.
And then it's like the mirror tunnel.
Exactly.
Right.
And then your head explodes.
And there's like a bunch of there's a bunch of Gregs, and a bunch of Patricks, and they're just all in the mirror tunnel.
And all anyone wants to see
is who?
And all anyone wants to see is a bunch of mirrors. So
that's true.
I could pop in.
Pop in, and then mirror. Capital E at the end of it or something like that, and it would work.
Yeah, mirror with an E. The E is silent. The capital E is silent. It's mirror.
Mirror.
That sounded like you were just laughing to be nice.
He was laughing to be nice. I would never fake a laugh, so.
Oh, you wouldn't. Usually you're
I don't, unless you make a joke, and then I have to because it's your show. Actually,
you
wait a second. This is the last show.
And that ends
show.
Now. You don't have to do
and
that
that's
anymore.
Done. Your yoke of oppression is done.
Not
I will
for
shrug
another
52 you off.
Minutes.
52 minutes. We both know this show's going another hour and 52 minutes.
No, it isn't. Please, don't say that. That's the last thing that we need to do. So, Mary Elizabeth Monroe, please remind everyone where they can find you, social media, wherever you prefer, because I'd like them to. And
before you... Well, if you'd like them to, then I have my facebook.com/WrestlerMaryElizabeth, and then my Twitter, which is still in its, I don't know what you call it, the Twitter, twit-fancy, like little baby Twitter, is
baby.
At WrestlerMEM, the little baby bird still. An egg, really. So I need some people to check that out.
You still have the egg?
No, she doesn't have the egg.
I was like, whoa. Wait.
She has a very beautiful picture of herself right there for everyone to see.
I do, and I try to, sometimes I'll have the same things on my Twitter and my Facebook, but I also do occasionally have exclusive content on one or the other, so... especially when I'm at OVW on Wednesdays and at the occasional Saturday, I like to upload some pictures when I'm there to my Twitter so you can kind of see what's going on there. I've been having some really great matches and trying to keep everybody kind of up with what's going on.
Yep, and that's the best way they can find you. So, you even had a great Star 8 as she put on Twitter. Match with everyone's seemingly newest favorite knockout, Rebel, in TNA. So definitely.
I have had three awesome matches with her. And I am so excited that I'm going to get to keep working with her. She's awesome. She's really great.
Yeah, she's definitely got a following, which is good. And, hey, maybe that's going to lead to even more stuff for you because you deserve it, and we can't wait to see it happen. And when you do, we're just going to brag we got to know you before that happened. That's all.
You're going to be like, oh, my God, she's a DeMarcat. Like, no big deal. But
No big deal, but, you know. And, you know,
but,
since there's no longer a program, we won't try to take credit for it like we've tried to do with other women. We'll actually just let you keep all the credit.
Oh, thank you. You let me keep all the credit for all my work? I appreciate it.
Exactly. That's it.
That's just, I'm touched.
Oh, why can't we do this show for like another year and just have her on every week? Seriously.
Yeah. I have to say that a nice round 3.5 years, that's a little, that's odd. Like,
that's,
yeah.
Craig tapped out. Like, I was.
Yeah, like five. Five would be good.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's only
nice
another
try,
half, man.
Yeah, no, that's
so.
Not happening. You think we're gonna do this show?
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
No.
She just got buried.
Nope.
What did I do?
You got buried. Wade buried.
You didn't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we Wade buried.
That's not the first time. I'm sure it won't be the last.
Fair enough.
I don't even, it's like I just tune it out anymore.
It's okay. It's all right. So best of luck to you. Do the amazing things we know you're going to do, and keep in touch.
And Twitter about it.
That's right, and Twitter about it.
Well, thank you, and best of luck to you as well, and enjoy your free time.
We will. Apparently we're going to Florida as Patrick O'Dowd and Sue Young.
Oh, I want to do that.
When
is this happening?
I don't know, but it'll be a Tuesday.
When are we going to Florida, guys?
It'll be a Tuesday. We're not sure which Tuesday.
We don't know which Tuesday.
We're going to Florida for like a couple hours on Tuesday?
Sure,
I guess so.
Right around the corner. Yeah, it'll be great.
It's right
okay.
next to Arizona. Like, if you look on the map,
it's right there.
It's in the vicinity.
Super close. Super close to all of us,
like,
where we all live.
Because it's only like a few inches away.
Yeah, it's home.
Right. Exactly. The size of the map you're looking at, but... It's close.
Well, right.
It's close.
I think on mine,
so yes,
like,
we
I don't know, 4, maybe 5.
Well, if you're looking at a map on your phone, it's like half an inch away. So.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's what I'll look at. Yeah, and then I can actually do the little flight thing and make it smaller.
Now you're talking.
What?
She makes a point.
Yeah.
We've now just created a whole new plot for a movie, like millions of dollars. Someday.
He's like, I want to go there. Let's make it smaller.
See,
unfortunately, Michael Bay's already brought the rides, dude. We're screwed.
Well, I'm excited because that means lots of explosions.
That is true.
So, I like to be stimulated. That'll do it.
Whoever chooses to steal
You're welcome!
There you go. Courtesy of the Greg DeMarco Show and Mary Elizabeth Monroe. Mary Elizabeth Monroe, best of luck, and I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure, and can't wait to see the...
Absolutely. Duet, are you gone?
Greg, are you still there?
I am still here.
All right. Apparently you went away, man.
It was doing a thing where the little cursor and nothing happened.
Oh, you know, he's doing the thing. Got you.
I'm Patrick O'Dowd. You get to pick a song. And this could be like the second last time that you get to pick the song.
Well, here's the thing, is because this could or could not be the last song, I'm really worried here. Because if I go with the second choice and then I never get another chance to do the first choice, then I've blown the chance to make it the last song that's played on the Greg DeMarco Show.
It's true.
However, if I pick the first choice, it guarantees that the song that I absolutely want to have played at some point will get played. But then if you're like, we need another break, then it's like, damn it. Now I gotta like pick something else.
I think your instinct is correct though. You should probably make sure that this song gets in.
So I gotta go with the landmark what many people argue and agree is the original wrestling entrance song, and is still, you know, my personal favorite out of all the stuff that we make people listen to, because it's beautiful and it's awful at the same time, and that's Bad Street. We're gonna go back to Bad Street. We gotta listen to the Freebirds,
because
it's
right,
the one that got us here.
Bad Street. Down the block you went, Patrick O'Dowd.
I did.
The better it got. The better it got, indeed. We'll be right back.
set of balls down, sweet day, land me up and wait.
Back Street in Atlanta, PA. Back Street in the whole USA. Back Street, nasty and hot. Your bed, back to the brow. Go in and make your bed, she'll be the cop's call. She might well call it honey, but the night is green. Don't take nobody to handle this bad street scene.
Bad Street, Atlanta, PA. Bad Street in the whole USA. Bad Street, nasty and hot.
The further down I got you, and the better you got.
Marco, I love you. This is Buggy Nova, and I just want to let all you guys know that I love Greg and Marco. True, oh, I can't help it.
Greg DeMarco Show.
Got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. There's a $1 million man. Always in his way.
It got a little crazy there, Patrick Renown.
The wheels have to fall off at some point.
I know.
It wouldn't be an episode of the Greg DeMarco Show.
Losing. And I completely, from the first, it was great. I had completely locked in. That was a lot. At some point, almost everybody was unmuted. That was great. And then I was able to remute people. It was scary. I thought, like, our episode ever was get sabotaged. And completely never not happen. And that would have been a sad day.
It would have been a sad day. On a side of thinking of sabotage, think of things that haven't been on the show yet. Oh, sorry. I just would like to hear more sabotage. It's just who I am.
It was part of the opening.
I never feel it's been played enough. I mean, it's like one of the greatest and best songs in the world.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. Duly noted.
You should do that for the next show.
The next show, the time we do a show, we'll play Savage a lot more. I promise. We're going to play this song, which will bring our beloved gets back to the program, if it will actually play. Now I'm getting mad at the Blog Talk on the last show. Is it going to work? This would work. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Because you know you're so
high. It's to be yours. That, of course, me and Patrick are down. We're privileged. Join us to the Greg DeMarco show, the last ever Greg DeMarco show.
Hello?
Yarn. See, this is what scares me. Welcome back, Scarlett.
Hey guys, how are you? It's a little fuzzy on this line. It keeps breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you now.
I'm glad you can hear. Yeah, it's
Greg's fault.
What happened was I called. Everything was literally going fine, and then I called Scarlett Bordeaux. And I don't know if you know this, Patrick O'Dowd, but she is the perfect 10. And what happens is when you're a perfect 10, which no one other than Scarlett
you rightfully screen your calls. Oh,
it literally just no. It literally just
like I'm not talking to this guy.
Comes through the phone and just completely destroys everything. So it's just something she has to live with for most of her life. I'm sure she's experienced it all the time.
That's a challenging existence.
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's her burden to bear, Patrick O'Dowd. It's her burden to bear.
Things just melt down when she walks into a room.
They do. People's just off. It's just bad. It's another movie idea we've got this week on the Greg DeMarco show. Amazing. It's amazing what we've done.
I can't back that movie. That one's all yours.
Not as good as that one. Where, I don't even remember what happened to this one. Now.
I don't even know that your first idea. I think there's a reason that you're not involved in Hollywood. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Maybe. But, you know, did come with a pretend for Bordeaux. I'm just...
Yeah. You did do that.
Okay. Might have been over years that took place. So, and I've really seen people refer to you as Scarlett, which always makes me very happy.
Yeah, you said the hashtag on Twitter, and that was totally because of you. And then now people actually, like, yeah, if you guys do call me the perfect 10.
They do, and that's because...
I've seen it on posters. I'm not kidding.
Hey, nothing wrong with the wrong whatsoever. So give us the update, Scarlett. It is a big... It should be a big... You know what else is a big... The woman in the poster. That's another big thing. But give us an update, because people besides us playing before... I'm doing a lot of other stuff. So where are you at with all that? Have you finished school? Is school still ongoing?
30 credits away. I did not go back last semester. I totally decided to focus on wrestling and making money and everything like that. So I'm probably going to go back eventually, but that's been put off. A lot has actually changed. I've actually I quit the kilt 2 months ago.
Oh!
Did
yeah,
you?
I know. I did.
You know, there wasn't much of a plan on this show, Scarlett, and you just blew one of the points out of the water.
I know.
You'll like the reason why, though.
What's the reason why?
They didn't want me to take a wrestling booking. I wasn't even supposed to be on the schedule. They scheduled me on a day that I'm not even available. And it was, you know, I was one of the rosebuds, and it was for one of those bookings. So they told me, they tried to make me, they tried to make me pick bartending over doing a WWE booking. So I just kind of said, sorry, guys. And they want me back. They do. But right now my hair is bright orange, and I like it that way. And if I go back, I have to change it to be a little bit more natural. And I don't feel like doing that just yet.
Plan out of
that's not cool.
Yeah, they need to understand. Like, they've always been so flexible.
People.
Yeah, Soothing's built to kill people, not to stop. Is your hair that big of a deal at the Tilted Kilt? I mean, I just don't understand. I just don't. You drive business to the
poor
place and they care about your hair?
Well, yeah, they didn't. It was only one specific manager and no one else cared, and then kind of a manager on a power trip. But then me and my close friend there, she quit the same week, and they were giving her problems about having too many tattoos. So then it was me with my hair and her with her tattoos, and it's kind of one of those things that, like, just manager on a power trip. So I just said, and I had another job somewhere else anyway, so it's not a big deal. And I chose wrestling anyways. Like, wrestling, they knew wrestling came first when I first started there. They knew that.
Yeah. I had yet to set foot in a Tilted Kilt, and now I have no reason to set foot in a Tilted Kilt. That business is gone. Like, they have lost my business.
There's, like, several here locally, and now I can't go to them. Actually, I'm not that person. I don't hold grudges like that.
No.
But it's funny. You walk into them now. My posters are still up. I'm still on the TV.
Of course they are.
Like, it's whatever. I'm pretty sure with them.
I recently saw, like, the famous Tilted Kilt picture of you. Like, just last week, someone posted it somewhere on Facebook, and you know which one I'm talking about. Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like everyone's seen that picture a million times, and I'm sure people are looking for it right now because that's what they do. But, yeah, you know, it's their loss, obviously, because they've tried to get you back. And maybe someday you do. Who knows? But, you know, they put you in a calendar. Not that they put you in a calendar. They made you February, which, of course, warmed my heart. Having that be my month of birth, I just, you know, couldn't help but be excited about that. But you put wrestling first, and I think everyone listening to this show can appreciate that. So what was it like being the Rosebud for you? We've literally, and we didn't fully talk, actually we did. You're the third Rosebud we've talked to today on the last edition of the Greg DeMarco Show.
It's so funny because it was same with Silesia, Sparks. Like, we did it together, and then I did it three separate weeks, which was really great, and I saw all these indie talents, like, every week I was there. So it was just, it was really, really fun. Yeah, it was kind of weird, even, like, as extra work, usually, like, you wouldn't be coming out like that, you know, like, you've never been out there before, and then you're going to be on live TV right away. It's pretty intimidating at first, but I feel like the stuff with Ring of Honor and everything like that's prepared me, so I really wasn't as nervous as some of the other Rosebuds were.
Yeah, why are we not seeing you more in Ring of Honor? Like, I know you get the ring announce, and, of course, you know, Matt Taven, that whole thing has changed. But, why do you not put the perfect 10 on television? I just don't understand.
I was there last week. I was ringside, and I did some ring announcing in Ohio, and then I will be there this weekend, too.
Oh, very cool. Excellent. That's what we like to hear, Patrick O'Dowd.
Well, Greg, in answer to your question, it would melt the TV sets. We talked about
that. That's right.
All the cell phones will explode.
Exactly.
The computer will blow up.
It's too hot. It's just too hot.
It's the movie. It's called Scarlet Fever, and it comes out next December. And it's going to happen. See? I figured this whole thing out, Patrick.
Yeah, that sounds like the title of the wrong type of movie, though. I'm not lying, dude, but saying.
Yeah. Darren Corbin and I, we made one of those videos, and we pretended to make a sex tape, and we called it Scarlet Fever.
See,
it was called Scarlet Fever.
That's
so
his
really
most
Greg,
famous
Greg,
video.
Greg's just plagiarizing. That's gimmick infringement, Greg.
And
you
know
it. Yes, you know it.
Thank you, Triple H. That's right. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. You know what? It's okay, because that's actually that's still, I'm pretty sure, the most watched video of his series that he put out. And so, you know, he can thank you later.
Good marketing. It was very good marketing.
Well played.
It was extremely, extremely good marketing. Smart on his part, and he knows that. He and I have talked about that, so nothing wrong there. So we were going to ask you about the menu at Tilted Kilt, and now you don't know. You don't know what's on the menu anymore. It's sad.
I know it's been there.
True.
So,
true.
I feel like some of the new girls, if I had to, like, go back there and still be challenged, me versus somebody else, I probably would still.
Oh, look at that.
This is, like, a good challenge. So this would be bring another kilt girl and see if they can answer the question. We'll have
We'll do that. We'll do that on next week's Greg DeMarco show. It'll be great.
Yeah. No, next week's great.
Next week's show. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
This is your last night on the Greg DeMarco show, Greg.
This is my last night on the Greg DeMarco show. So would you remember? Like, do you remember? Because we can still quiz you. I mean, I'm just saying.
We can try it. Now I feel like if I fail it, I actually have an excuse. But we'll see. Let's see? Quiz me.
Exactly. You have an out. You have an out. Yeah. Very good. How about this? The tilted wings are tossed in one of their six pub-made wing sauces served with celery and your choice of ranch or blue cheese dressing. What are the six pub-made wing sauces?
Signature sauce, tilted sauce, burner sauce, barbecue, the rub, there's a garlic parmesan rub, and there's a blackened.
Yeah, she got every single one of them, Patrick.
Boom.
Ding, ding, ding.
Every single one. You're hired. Oh, wait. You're not.
I'm hired.
You're hired.
It's too bad that Allie Parker has the game show music, because I feel like this would be a perfect place for game show music.
No, we can't.
You don't steal Allie Parker's game show music. I'm just saying. Like, she rattled that off.
All kinds of stuff. It's okay. She did. She rattled it off like it was nothing.
You even asked it like a cheesy game show host.
Of course, because if you're not going to cheese it up, you might as well not do it. By the way, just want to point this out to the fine people at Tilted Kilt. If you go to the link labeled Tilt Girls Calendar on their website, well, actually it brings up the 2012 version, so they're a little behind Tilted Kilt. You might want to get on. Yeah, they might want to get on that. So, I don't know. Maybe you're the tilt girl. You're not the featured tilt girl. Never mind. Or kilt girl, excuse me. That would have been nice. Were you the featured kilt girl, like, in your month, though, Scarlett? Did they feature you on the website?
I think so. I didn't even check it out. But they still, like, post pictures of us now and then, which, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if corporate even knows I'm not working there anymore. I'm not sure.
Nice.
But it's all right. It's just fine.
It's okay. I mean, they've already begged you to come back. I mean, it's at least you had that much, you know. They've seen the error of their ways, and you know what, Tilted Kilt, you don't know what you got till it's gone. That's basically what you're going to have to learn, that lesson right there. So
girls have bright colored hair and tattoos, and it should be okay if a girl has some kind of crazy hair color and has a tattoo here and there, but they're looking for a certain look, and for wrestling, like, this is one thing I always thought, like, I've been told, you're supposed to look different. You're not supposed to look like
right.
somebody sitting in the crowd. You're not supposed to blend in.
Well, Scarlett, let's be honest. Tattoos or not, there's no one who looks like you sitting in the crowd. I mean, come on. I mean, Patrick, we've been to wrestling shows. I don't think we ever ran into somebody and thought, oh, that looks like Scarlett Bordeaux. No, that hasn't happened.
No, not even really that close.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, wonderful. Well, Scarlett, you've always been a big part of the program. We've always appreciated having you on. You, in all honesty, people always flocked to the show when you were on. I don't know if they thought they were going to get to see you or what, but you were always a big deal. And you know, some of the later DeMarquettes already had name value, but I will take credit if you make it, and when you make it, I will, even though I don't deserve it, I don't care. I will take that credit. But you've always been so much fun. You've talked about all kinds of things with us. Brutally honest. I mean, I distinctly remember, and I'm sure most of our listeners do too, a 10-minute exchange between you and Heather Lynn about your enhancements that you both have. So.
Oh yeah.
No one hears that anywhere but the Greg DeMarco show. You've probably not talked about them on any other program.
Nope.
Say that with good confidence. So you've been nothing but wonderful, and we really appreciate it. And I know whatever direction you go, whether it is with music or performance, or whether it is normal professional wrestling or modeling or whatever it is, you're going to be a big deal, even bigger than you are now. So can't wait to see it happen.
Aww. Thank you. I'm going to miss you guys, too. I'm going to miss being on the show, and it has really helped. It has helped my career, and I feel like very, very much a different, more grown person from when we first started talking. So it's been a journey.
We've just been happy to be part of it, and we appreciate it so much. Remind everybody where they can find you. before we go one more time?
You can follow me on Twitter at lady_scarlet13. You can like my official Facebook page. Definitely check out Ring of Honor TV. I'll be on there pretty often. And then, of course, any local Chicago AEW shows.
There you go. And one last time for the people.
Greg DeMarco, I need you. I can't live without you. I want you right now.
That's right. That's making all the other hosts of Cast jealous. So, Scarlet, continued success, and, you know, just keep doing amazing things. We know you will.
All right, guys. I hope we do keep in contact.
We will. Definitely will. And more power to you. Packard out. It really did fall apart when she showed up. Like, it's not her fault, but it fell apart when she showed up. Like, even on the bag, and people were like, people on hold were like, I'm going to disconnect and try to call back and see.
You know what? It's because the small hamster running operating the power in your internet is falling asleep. He's tired.
Maybe, like, I got booted from everything. I didn't get booted from the Skype, but completely
it's
was like...
The hamster
like,
ran out of gas, dude.
I don't have a hamster. I really...
You gotta feed the hamster, man.
That's
well,
the
then
problem.
You're a kid. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call your kid a hamster. Kid should run
right?
faster. He's a soccer player. He's got legs.
He does. He has no practice this week, though. He's excited. He canceled practice. It's the first week of school here in the PHX, and so the kids are all going. The kids went back to school today.
Yeah, first week of school. That what is that, like gun trading or something out there in Arizona? Isn't that what they do? Or is it
lesson number one.
Is it fear foreigner training?
That's right. Lesson number one, protect the border. That's what they do. So
do they boo, you know, images of like Nikolai Volkov singing the Russian national anthem, things like that? That'd be awesome.
I don't know what they do. Patrick O'Dowd, though, we do have someone very special on the line that we are going to bring on the program, the show before. I can't remember if she's been on with you. I think she has. She is the host of the VOC Nation's Pandemonium. It is the one and only most recent winner of the Bay. We're actually going to have the two ever winners of the Bay Bracket on the show with us today. And that is Nanny. Nanny, welcome back to the Greg DeMarco Show.
Greg.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Man, I'm just so upset about this.
It's okay. It's going to be fine. We're all going to make it through.
A lot of people
I
are
I have my Kleenex and I have my coffee. And before I forget to mention this, since your show is in the wrestling world, I just want to say that a retirement is not actually believable. I'll believe it when you're off the air for about a decade because, you know, Shawn Michaels retired like 20 times. Ric Flair retired. He went in the Hall of Fame. He came back. So I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm upset for the time being.
You know, you're the first person to call Greg on that today on the show. Like, there's been a lot of there's been a lot of talk around the show. Like, when we posted the announcements on various people, or I should say, when Greg posted the announcement on various media, there's been people who are accusing us of possibly swerving or that this isn't true. It's damn real. To quote Kurt Angle, unless, you know, Greg decides to Roddy Piper the business and come back and, you know, didn't retire again and then, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's pretty legit.
And I saw the post. I just so happened to see it on Twitter, and it wasn't even your tweet that I saw. I saw a reply to your tweet, and I was like, what's going on here? Because sometimes I'm nosy. And I clicked it, and I saw that it said, you know, the finale of the Greg DeMarco Show. I said, wait a minute. He just left us, like, yesterday. And he was doing this because of the time slot, and now you're gone. And it's very upsetting. But I'm like, halfway upset because I'm kind of thinking that you will be back eventually, even if I have to put a gun to your head.
I just got threatened.
That's hardcore. She's hardcore.
By the way, just to make it 100%, just to answer the question 100%, Scarlett Bordeaux is still the featured model for Tilted Kilt for February. Just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that, you know, just in case. just wanted to, just had to clear that information up just a little bit.
She's gorgeous. Absolutely. She's stunning.
Yeah, that's why she's the perfect 10. Yes. That's why we gave her that name. Now, Nanny, we were going to, Chad Perry presents a game called Odds Makers often on this program and hasn't been able to for the past year or so, but was going to come tonight. He was detained at work. I think he's on the line, though. I don't remember his phone number. And so I got to make sure
it's him. Fun.
So, talk amongst yourselves for a moment. I want to check on this person and make sure it's Chad Perry. So, I'm not going to give you a topic. Talk about wrestling. There you go. Have fun.
Yeah. So, I don't know a lot about wrestling. What are you kidding? Wait a minute. Now I'm going to struggle. What is wrestling, Patrick?
What is wrestling? Well, I mean, it can be so many things. I personally don't know that what's on TV right now is exactly what I call wrestling.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Jeez, Craig, you didn't even give us a chance.
I know.
That
wasn't Chad Perry. That was Allie Parker. You'd think I would have known that, but I didn't.
Wow, how embarrassing for you.
So I don't know. I mean, Chad did send me a Facebook message seeing where we were at, but he hasn't joined the program yet. So
it would be like Chad Perry to commit to something and then not come.
Said the empty chair.
Bam!
The empty seat at our Slammiversary trip. So, Patrick O'Dowd.
Yep.
If you could. Steve Cook was going to join us, but he's recording a fantasy football podcast, as it were, and he's working the next couple of nights, so they had to do it today. Maybe. I don't know. It's his own show versus someone else's show. So if you could take over for Chad for a couple of these. We may not even get to all of them, but go ahead and hit us up with the first. And what we're doing is we're playing a game called Odds Makers. And what Odds Makers is Patrick O'Dowd will give us a statement, and we've got to share the odds that we think this thing will actually happen. That's what we're doing. So
we're predicting.
Yeah, you're predicting, but you're giving a percentage. So you don't have to be like yes or no. You can be like, there's a 74% chance this will happen. Now, here's the one question. Are you gonna do the averaging?
I'll do the – I already opened up the spreadsheet. I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
Oh, man, you guys are going to make me do math. I didn't know that.
No, you don't have to do math. Craig's going to do the math. Craig, I mean, I don't know that we're letting the smartest person in the room do the math, but, he'll do it.
I'm the best at math, just to put it that way. I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I'm the most qualified to do the math.
Well, especially when you have a spreadsheet that can do it for you. All right, so first statement in Odds Makers today is, we'll start at the top of the show, or the main event, I guess. The odds that Brock Lesnar ends John Cena's 15th title reign at SummerSlam. And Craig, we'll let you kick it off. Danny's new to the game.
I will do that. And Patrick, I'm going to use the number that you use as an example. I will give it a 74% chance that Brock Lesnar ends John Cena's 15th title reign at SummerSlam. The only reason why I'm not going higher than that is because we all know how Lesnar's the part-timer and he can't necessarily be back. I think he's going to appear. He's going to be a pay-per-view only. I don't think he's going to miss any pay-per-views. I think he's going to be on every pay-per-view through WrestleMania. And Paul is going to do his talking for him in the weeks in between, and maybe even some Cesaro doing the fighting for him. But I do think that Brock Lesnar will beat John Cena, so I'm going to give it a 74% chance.
All right, so Greg goes with a 74% chance. Nanny, what do you think?
I'm going to say 80% just because they did it with The Rock.
She makes a point.
She does.
I'm right there with the two of you in the seven. I'll hit it about the middle or so and say about a 77% chance. Greg said 74, 80. That works for me. It just seems like this is where it's going. And John Cena never needs a title at this point. Like, he can drop it. And I think that having Brock Lesnar, Greg, I think you're absolutely right. I think it'll be a pay-per-view sort of appearance for Brock Lesnar. As much as I don't love Paul Heyman the way a lot of other people do, he is very effective at what he does. He does work a crowd very well. And he can carry a feud pretty strongly on his own, though I did like the sit-down interview segments with Brock Lesnar today. I thought that was a good way of putting him on the show and sort of working around actually, you know, having him pound somebody into a paste.
Indeed,
what was it he
indeed.
Said he was going to do to John Cena? It was a pool.
I leave him in a puddle
vomit,
of blood.
Piss or something like that.
That was
nice.
That was...
So what's the math on that, buddy?
77%. You actually
exactly, because I went right in the middle.
Exactly. Yep. So let's and Chad may be able to join us at some point during this activity.
Right.
We'll find
you want
out.
Me to skip?
Let's see here. Let's go with let's do number 3.
Alrighty. So this next one is a TNA question. What are the odds that TNA still has a weekly product post Bound for Glory? Nanny, I'll throw it over to you first.
There's a lot of hearsay right now with that, but I'm going to go with I'm going to say 57 just so I could back out of it.
She already knows how to play the game. That's good.
She does. She's already hedging. Well played. Here's the thing that about this bullet that stands out to me is it just says a weekly product. It doesn't say where that weekly product's going to show up. And whether, you know, I think people immediately think that it's going to be, you know, when they think product, they think television. That's not necessarily true, and that's not always necessarily how TNA has operated in its effort to survive. It has done weekly cheap pay-per-views. It has, I think it could go to the internet for a while. It's been all over the place in different ways. So I actually think that the chances are better than we give it credit for if they think outside of television. So I'm gonna actually go a little bit higher. I'm gonna go around 70%.
70%. You know, I distinctly remember a writer at 411 Mania. I don't know what his name is. I think his initials are Greg DeMarco, who wrote some bold predictions for 2014. And one of his bold predictions was that TNA would be an internet-based product by the end of 2014. I distinctly remember myself doing that, Patrick O'Dowd. And here's the thing: when I make
good
these bold predictions, I don't think. Yeah, well, that's my job. I don't think they're going to come true. Like, I make these bold predictions to get a reaction, and they're bold. They're possible, but not likely. But yet, here we are sitting there. TNA will not go down without a fight. And if that means figuring out another way on TV without a TV contract, they're going to do that, and we're going to – I'm still going to watch. I might even watch more if it's on the internet. Who knows? So I am there with you. In fact, I'm going to say I do expect TNA to finish out the year with a weekly product. So I'm going to go as high as 85% on this one and say that they will still continue. They're just too stubborn, and they're not going to give up. Or, there's so many they could get bought out. There's a lot of things that could happen, and I honestly think
TNA
they're going
Network.
To survive. There you go, the TNA Network.
It'll be less than $9.99 a month.
I don't think they have the infrastructure, but I could see them very easily going with YouTube or like that, or ending up on the WWE Network. You just never know.
For $9.99 a month.
For $9.99 a month. But at this point,
I am
going to
no.
from that. They're still going to be on the air by the end of 2015. So there you go, which brings our average, Patrick O'Dowd, to 71%. So two positives so far as we play this game.
Excellent. All right. Well, wow. Sorry, I hadn't read all of the bullets all the way, and I just got to the last two. And I'm going to do the next to last one because I think that one is hilarious.
Only if you let me go. You have to let me go last. That's all.
Greg, you absolutely have to go last. I'll go first. But the bullet is odds that Abyss will ever perform at WrestleMania. I want to say something, but I think it's what Greg's going to say. So I'm going to go with the never say never, but that the chances are probably pretty low because they've got this character. They've got better versions of this character. And regardless of what you think of, like, Kane or The Undertaker, or even, you know, arguably Bray Wyatt and some of the other monster characters, they don't need this, you know, Abyss in his look should TNA fold and he be available on the market. So I'm going, like, 2%. And 2%, and I feel like I'm being overly generous.
Okay. Andy, what about
Greg,
you?
Greg has said he's going last.
Yes.
He's going last, yes. So you're giving it a 2, and I'm thinking to myself, with booking and everything, should it go under? I could think of a million different things to do with Abyss and WWE and make a solid product out of it. But since you're giving it a 2, I'm a little weary about giving it a higher percentage. But I'm going to say...
Don't base your response on Patrick O'Dowd. This is the
I
man
know, I'm not.
Who said,
I'm not.
Hang on.
I'm going to say...
This is the man,
oh, dude, don't
the man
bring this
said,
shit up.
That Chris Sabin,
you're an
asshole. That there was a 0% chance that Chris Sabin would
that.
Ever... challenge for, not even win, but challenge for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. And then Chris Sabin won the damn thing. So, it's,
I
again...
I stand by my opinion. I don't care that it's wrong, damn it. And I still...
I'm gonna say 25%.
25%. Patrick O'Dowd, and I can't even say this is an honor of you and your Chris Sabin pick, because, I mean, we all know why this thing is on. 0% chance. And the reason why, Patrick O'Dowd, is simple. Because Abyss is the single worst performer to ever step foot in a professional wrestling ring in the history of going back to the carnival days and going all the way to when wrestling is competed without any gravity on other planets. Abyss will be the worst professional wrestler to ever step foot in the ring. And he will never, ever in a million years grace the stage known as WrestleMania, because if he does, I will cancel my network subscription, sell any idea of ever owning any more WWE stock, and I will get rid of any action figure my kids have. I will swear off wrestling forever. Abyss is just simply sucks and belongs nowhere near any wrestling product. And quite frankly, he's probably to blame for their current television contract issues. He's that bad.
That's why I said 23.
Abyss is the worst.
Because it wasn't 50 and 23. It's like, I'm just going to kind of pity the guy a little bit.
See, yeah,
I'm
what
being nice. I turned a new leaf.
It's all right. Like this, when it comes to Abyss, there is no filter for young Greg DeMarco. that is absolutely true. Really the worst ever in the history of wrestling. You're really going to go that far?
Hands down.
Barry Horowitz, man.
Brilliant performer.
A fine Jewish performer. The man had a dreidel on his jacket at one point, okay? I'm not.
He used to pat himself on the back. Come on.
That's right.
Iron Mike Sharp. Actually, I liked Iron Mike Sharp. I shouldn't go that far. That's an insult to Iron Mike. All right, Greg. Any luck on Chad so far?
No luck on Chad so far. By the way, the average for that question, 0%, because Abyss is that bad. He dragged the average down to 0%. I'm pretty sure we have Chad Perry on the line right now. So let me pull up the Chad Perry theme song. That's what we have. By the way, if you're listening live and this thing cuts off, which it's going to do in 6 minutes, keep listening. For the overrun, we got Allie Parker, and we got to say goodbye.
Let's go.
Chad Perry.
100% reason to remember the name.
And I'm pretty sure Tony Acero's on hold as well. Chad Perry.
Hey, Greg.
See, this time I remembered the phone number. Earlier, I checked on a phone number, thought it might be yours, and it was Allie Parker on hold, Radio Trivia Time. So, Chad, at least you got to hear the end of my talking about Abyss.
Pleasure to hear you talk about your favorite superstar.
Worst performer. By the way, the real average of that was, okay, well, the technical average of that question was 8%. The real average is 0%.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Chad, just for you keeping
what
we've done the first...
What did the guy ever do to you?
He sucked. That's a, I watched him, and that was bad enough. We did the Brock Lesnar question, the will TNA have a weekly TV product question, and the Abyss question. So I'm going to give you two more. I know which one you have to do one last. That one's obvious. One plus the last one.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. And if I can just throw out my numbers real fast, for
yeah,
Lesnar,
go for it.
I would have gone
for the average.
I would have gone 100% for Brock Lesnar.
Ooh.
Oh.
So that brings
oh.
the new,
he
that
blew
brings
our
the new,
average.
The new Brock Lesnar average is now at 83%.
Okay. For the TNA televised product. When did I set the boundary at for after Bound for Glory?
After Bound for Glory, yes.
I'm going to go 47%.
Oh, look at that. Bringing the average from 71 down to 65.
Ah. And 0% for the Abyss question is for this year's WrestleMania, correct?
It was ever.
You just wrote perform at WrestleMania.
Is it odds that Abyss will ever perform at WrestleMania?
Oh, you can never say never. I'll give it a solid 0.5%.
That still
you can
makes
say
me.
Never. In this case, you can
Drake
definitely.
Went zero already, man.
I did. You know why? Because it's Abyss. That's why. And it'll never in a million years.
You know what? Ellie Gante was awful, okay? Like, and he's a sweet guy, but Ellie Gante was awful. The great,
by the way,
Chad,
a 10-year reject from TNA.
By the way, Chad's fired on our average. It's still at zero because Abyss still sucks.
Oh, jeez.
That makes sense.
Doesn't it, though?
Right,
here we go. Let's ask another one.
All right. What are the odds that John Cena will not be a full-time performer by the end of 2015? Greg?
I am going to – here's the thing. He's going to be, what, 38 by that point? 39?
Something like that, yeah.
38 years old. He's gotten a couple movie roles. He's shifted back and forth. If they really want to keep John Cena around and profitable for a longer period of time, it would be by shifting him to more of a part-time performer. I think there's some validity to this, and I do think that it is possible. That said, I knowing his dedication, I think he's at this point right now, he still wants to be a full-time performer by the end of next year. So I'm going to give it a 40% chance that he is – I'm sorry. No, you said will not be. So, yeah, 40% chance that he will not be a full-time performer by the end of 2015.
Okay, 40%.
By the way, Chad, meet Nanny. Nanny, meet Chad. There you go. I just want to make sure you guys
know.
Hi,
Chad. Hi. Bringing people
right,
together.
Whoever wants to go next.
Okay, I'll go next. I actually think that we're already seeing that now. Like I think that that's kind of what this feud is. I mean, John's been away doing his filming, his taping, and you know, this is where it kind of starts. If y'all remember when The Rock started to back off, he did the Scorpion King and got well reviewed, and then it sort of built from there. So I think we could be by the end of 20. I mean, we're in the midst of 2014. That's a whole other year. If for some reason one of these, you know, other roles that he keeps taking on starts to become more viable, I think that it increases that likelihood. And he's getting older. He is breaking down every now and again. He still recovers ridiculously fast or works through injuries in a way that I find impressive. But I say it's over 50%. I'm going to say it's like I'll hedge and be like 56%. But I think we're getting a lot closer to it than we even really realize.
I'm going to say 47.
47.
Patrick, what was your percentage again?
56.
56. There we go. All right.
Are you keeping track of my numbers too, Greg?
I am. Yep.
Okay. Oh, good. You can keep doing that then.
I would love to.
It's the last show. Whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, like Patrick said, I think it's kind of sneaking up on us. And
it's one of those things that, you know, in 3 years when Cena's on TV very little, the IWC will start complaining that they missed John Cena probably. That's how they work.
Well, he's already not doing the shows. He's not wrestling actively.
Exactly.
Which he shouldn't. If he's their biggest draw, you should have to pay for the network to see him.
Yeah. And that network costs how much?
$9.99.
Ah, that's right. so I just don't know, based off the roles I've seen in before, how much he can take off as an actor. But, I mean, there's other things to consider, like family life. He's expressed, for anyone who's watched Total Divas, guys, he's expressed that he doesn't want to have kids until he's off the road. So if he's ever to settle down again and want to have kids, he needs to be off the road in his mind. So
what is Total Divas? I've never heard of this.
Oh, that's a
podcast,
thing, Greg.
What is this? Is this a new show on the VOC Nation?
No, it's a show that you can see if you subscribe to the network for $9.99.
That's right. But the episodes on there are like 2 years old now, so.
Really? Has it been on that long?
I don't know. It's probably a year. 2 seasons.
That's 2 seasons too many.
Oh,
I like
enough.
That show.
I'm so sorry for you.
It's such a guilty pleasure. I love it.
Yes, exactly. Greg was talking about how he surrounds himself with smart people earlier today. Watching that makes you less smart. Like, it does. Don't do that to yourself.
It makes me appreciate my life and how none of my female friends are anything like the broads on that show.
Yes. Broad. I was hoping you would use the word broads. I just wanted you to call them broads.
She didn't call them broads. She called them broads. She really
broads.
Got a shiny worker on that one.
Great job.
That was awesome. Oh, God. Anyway, Chad Perry, tell us about how you love Total Divas so much.
I can go on and on with Total Divas, but we only have so much time.
0% chance we let you have that happen.
So instead, I'll just throw out my percentage here and say that, you know, not for the movie roles, but for the family man, John Cena, that there's a 42% chance that he is not a full-time performer by the end of next year.
That brings us to an average of 46% chance that John Cena is not a full-time performer by next year. By the way, still a 0% chance that Abyss ever performs at WrestleMania.
I blew the bell curve on that one.
It's okay. There's only 16% between the highest and lowest, Patrick Rotown. It's a small
That's
curve
true.
Anyway. Don't worry.
Hey, I feel almost responsible.
You should.
Well, apparently I messed up the whole Brock Lesnar question. So.
No, not really. We had it all strongly in the positive. We just didn't go
yeah,
full.
The lowest was 74%. That was mine. I didn't think I'd be the lowest, but whatever, because I think it's going to happen.
All right. Two more here. What are the odds, speaking of Total Divas, Total Diva cameo star Daniel Bryan, what are the odds that he gets another WWE title run?
Total Diva cameo star.
Wow. Greg, this is our last show. Is our last show over? Is that what I just heard there? What happened? Where's the blog talk lady? Where are you? I'm gonna say I'll say it's I think it's pretty strong. I really think if anybody's really paying attention, as long as Daniel Bryan's health holds up, he will absolutely get another title run. His health is the only thing that holds me up from putting it even stronger. But I'm gonna say there's an 85% chance that he gets another title run when he comes back. If you look at since he's been gone. And I've talked about this on the show, you know, a month ago whenever we had our last show or times before. Since he's been gone and out with this injury, they've made a point to make sure you haven't forgotten who the hell the guy is. Like Triple H or Stephanie rip on him all the time, week in and week out. Stephanie's feud with Brie is an extension of the feud with Daniel Bryan and that relationship. So... he's going to come back. He's going to come back in a big way. I think that the natural progression is at some point in that big comeback and returning, he's going to win the title again. 85. Don't everybody go.
All right, so I'll go next. So I agree completely. Like, he has been kept at the forefront. I don't remember that rumor that came out, since we probably won't do the bullshit this week, but I'll still put this on at some point, that where the WWE didn't even know about Daniel Bryan's injury until he appeared on the news. There's no way that's possible. They are very much involved in his career, what he's doing. They've got a lot invested in him. He's definitely coming back. I think 85 is a little high just because of the injury factor. I do believe it's going to happen. I'm going to give it a 77% chance that Daniel Bryan will once again be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Now, if they still had two world titles, maybe I'd go higher, but they don't. So, you know, that impacts my decision. Not really. It doesn't impact my decision at all. 77%. Nanny, what do you think?
I'm going to say 69% so I can giggle. But I'm going to say that because he's had the surgeries, and I feel like they always kind of keep them back when they're so injury-prone. Look at Dolph Ziggler. They haven't given him a run with anything just because of the concussions, and they feel that he oversells stuff and he gets injured that way and whatever. But I feel like they'll have to give it to Daniel Bryan eventually. If his injuries hold up and he's okay, so that's what I'm going to say, 69.
I'm gonna see your Dolph Ziggler, and I'm going to raise you Edge. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I have a special place in my heart for him. So upset.
Now check one of my favorites. Patrick O'Dowd knows that as well. Mm-hmm. Got the mid-show music playing at any time. So there you go. So what was your I got your. I'm sorry, 69%. So you can giggle.
It was 69% giggling.
Yes. Can't do that on the VOC Nation, can you? No, you can't. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I do whatever I want.
See, look at that. So there was a time when Andy would say that. So I love hearing that. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, I guess it's my turn.
Left.
Tough decision because I do feel like it could be looked at that he had his moment in the sun and now he's going to kind of go back down a la what Chris Benoit did after his 2004 reign, or Eddie Guerrero even. But like Patrick said, he's still highly profiled and talked about. This whole Stephanie McMahon and Bella feud has basically been the female version of Triple H and Bryan. So it's still out there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him make an appearance this Sunday in two Sundays, trying to counteract Triple H, depending on, what the status is, how physical Daniel Bryan can be. I am going to go pretty high because we already said, it looks like, it could be on his way down. The only thing, with Lesnar probably winning the belt, how long is he going to hold it? Popular opinion is until WrestleMania. So I am going to go, about 75% for Daniel Bryan having another WWE title reign.
There we go, 75%. Amazingly enough, your answer didn't change the average from what it was. Before you answered, the average was 77%, and after you answered, the average was still 77%. So.
Well, I guess my vote just didn't matter.
No. This is not the United States of America. This is the Great Market. Your vote matters very much, and therefore, it's just Patrick O'Dowd's 85 that changed it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nanny 69. No,
what was my score again? What was my last odds? What was the percentage on that?
69.
I believe it was 69.
It's 12:30 at night. I'm supposed to be, I always said that, I joked around that, and I kind of used a hashtag that you were a booty call, and this is the last booty call.
It is. Well, the last one that's on there. The last one that let people listen to. That's all I'm saying.
Word.
Not going to spread any rumors.
All right.
The Greg DeMarco Network.
999.
Teaming up with TNA Network.
No, that'll bring the value down. I don't want to do that.
Oh.
You'll do the show with Abyss. You'll get rid of Patrick.
Oh,
and
my God.
You and Abyss.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Patrick.
Like, seriously, so really? Bad. You couldn't have gotten rid of Chad Perry? At least I show up for work.
Wow.
At least I make commitments and regularly follow through. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Now we got to listen to Chad how he never fully committed. And I just don't want to argue on the last ever show. It's like we can't have
why would we not do that?
Because it's
we gotta keep up traditions, nice. Don't we?
You were called Phil for a while earlier in the program, Patrick, so I see what
you're
saying.
That is true. There is that.
There is. So, one more question. All
right, final question. What are the odds that there is a Grego show by Greg and Chad next birthday, which, for the uninformed, would be February 16th of 2015? So, Patrick, what do you think the odds are that there's another Greg DeMarco show in the next 6 months and 10 days?
6 months and 10 days? Well, it is wrestling. And as we've said a couple of times, never say never, but I'm going to put it at like 0.000001%.
Did you get all that, Greg?
I did. I think I got all the zeros, I think.
Good.
It's 6 months, you said?
Six months and 10 days. Our mutually shared birthday.
See, I've taken a hiatus and I quit on VOC in February and it took me about a month to want to go back. So I think 6 months is being a little bit too, there's too much of a comfort zone there. So I'm going to say, if you would have changed the date, that would have had a different answer, but I'm going to go with 69%.
She's going to be all really, bored on this one.
I know, right? She's pushing the booty call gimmick. That's her gimmick now.
Yeah, it is.
Spot on.
That's right. I'm going last. I'm calling my shot.
Oh, you're going last.
I don't know if you know what is my show.
Oh, is your name in the title, Mr. Greg DeMarco Show?
It might be. I don't know.
Might be. Well, Greg, I will go third then. And along with third, I will say that there is a 33% chance that there is a show by February 16th, 2015. Had I put the number at, put another 2 months on it past WrestleMania season, I would go the full boat. Because once WrestleMania season comes around, you're not going to be able to sit back. You'd find a way. But for what we've set, I'll go 33%.
This is professional wrestling. You are correct. And it's funny that Patrick O'Dowd gave the percentage that he gave. I'm going to say that there is a 1% chance that between now and my birthday, February 16th, also Chad's birthday, February 16th, again, was it Patrick O'Dowd's birthday? Then it could have been different, because it would have been after WrestleMania, and anything that could cause it to come back for at least one episode, it could be WrestleMania season. But I'll give it a 1% chance, which brings the average to 26%.
What do you think?
Here we go, 26%, which is probably the most accurate average possible for that question, I guess. Who knows? Because most people are still expecting a swerve before the end of the program. Like, that's just, it's not going to happen. But
hey, you know that part of the show where we said we weren't going to cancel the Greg DeMarco show? We lied.
We're still canceling
the Greg DeMarco show.
We're still, yes. if you think that there is some big swerve coming up,
there's no swerve
actually. And
you
we're
mean
returning,
you're not going to pull a Vince Russo on this and
none
of that?
What? Put a podcast on a pole and have somebody climb up to try and grab it? What?
The pole cast.
The pole can grab it. No, if you think that this is all a joke.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
We are finishing our run here tonight on the Greg DeMarco Show. Chad, it's always been a pleasure to have you on. It's a shame we couldn't do it more, but just like with us ending the show, real life gets in the way. But you've always done an amazing job. And if you ever wanted to go somewhere else and host something and needed someone to vouch for you, I'm sure Patrick would be – no, I would definitely be more than happy to do so. And you're talented, had experience before you ever came on board, and it was always a pleasure having you. So thank you for everything you've contributed. And if for some reason we were to make a comeback, you'd be like the fourth person I told, but you'd be involved. So it'd be good.
Good.
The fourth person you told.
That's a pretty exclusive group of people, Patrick Rodin.
That's almost the
knowing
third.
Knowing how many people are involved in this family, I will take number four very proudly.
See? I mean, all right. You got to figure, I got to tell Patrick O'Dowd, so that's like number one. I would probably need to tell the wife, so that's number two.
She might be one of
then there's Sue Young, and then there's Chad Perry. Like, that's not bad, right?
That's some strong company right there.
There you go. Chad, I know you got to get back to work. We appreciate you taking a bit time out of your busy schedule. And again, any opportunity you get to do stuff like this, please take advantage of it because you do a good job for the people. I appreciate everything. Best of luck to you. And if there ever is a next time, you're definitely invited on it.
Absolutely, Rick. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. There we go. The last time for Chad Perry on the Greg DeMarco Show. Nanny, with you on, it is the best opportunity for me to share this little tidbit of information. There are two people, two entities that I owe any level of success, any level of fame or notoriety that I've achieved in this wrestling journalism media thing or whatever. Number one being 411mania, 411mania.com, and number two being Bruce Schwartz, Voice of Choice Nation, VOCNation.com, which you're a very big part of now. And so thank you to the VOC Nation. You've always been a huge supporter of us and of the show, and nothing but love and respect for you. And keep doing what you're doing. Stay who you are. Always, you know, tell the broads what you think of them. And we appreciate all the stuff that you've done, all your support, and continued success to you over at the Nation.
Thank you. And I just want to say, you know, I've chit around a lot with you about the whole Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels retirement thing. And you'll probably be back, but it might not be this year or, you know, tomorrow. Well, maybe tomorrow. But, you know, it's always been a pleasure to be on with you. And aside from, you know, Bruce and Brady and Eric and the guys that are, you know, are or were on the VOC network, I thoroughly enjoyed being on your show. And this episode counts, even though it's not on VOC Nation, but you were always the most entertaining, and I thoroughly appreciated the times that you did ask me to come on your show. It was more of an honor for me to be on the show with you than anything else, so I do appreciate that. And if you ever have an itch to talk about wrestling anywhere, you know you're always open, you know, it's an open invite to call in to mine. That's not a big deal. I actually hope you do.
Well, I will definitely have to take you up on that at some point. And I think Patrick O'Dowd already tweeted that he was available for bookings during this show.
We'll podcast food.
Yes. So, which is, I found that very funny, which is funny because really not podcasting food when he is podcasting, because that would be more than this gig actually pays.
We don't get booked. I would never. You don't say for booking. That's not for this.
I know.
An Amazon wish list, Patrick. What's going on?
Well, I haven't quite hit Amazon wish list yet. I haven't worked that.
Can you buy on Amazon?
I'm not actually like accepting bookings. Like I just made a joke. Jesus.
For booking inquiries.
Do they sell scotch on Amazon, Patrick? Or not? I'm not sure.
What's that? I don't think they do sell scotch. But if they did, I would probably not complain about scotch.
Of course you wouldn't. That's right. If you're a friend of the program and Patrick O'Dowd, send scotch. Nanny, thank you so much. continued success.
Thank you, and good luck in everything, and we'll miss you.
I will miss you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
There we go, Patrick O'Dowd, holding strong here. Yeah, I got it's. There's so many people on the line. No,
I know, right?
Yeah, it's fun. It's you told I was the all positive one. Like it won't take that long, and you're like, shut up, you're a moron.
Tony Fassero.
I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Tommy.
Yo.
Tommy.
You never heard of Tommy Assaro? Yeah, he writes for 4Wonder Mania.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
The second biggest asshole,
pretty much, yeah.
It's true.
No, that's reserved for a gentleman by the name of Justin Watchery, and we all know
that.
Yeah,
everybody hates that guy.
Everybody does hate that guy. It's like
he's not even an asshole. He's just an ass.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
dude,
so
are you like
true.
In the bathroom or something? What's going on?
No, I'm in, well, sort of a shithole, yeah. I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, there you go.
You are in Las Vegas. How is Las Vegas, by the way?
Oh, man, it smells like alcohol and shame, and I love it.
Oh, you know, Tony, we're about to play a little bit with somebody, and you've never played this game before, but I think it's lots of fun. So we'll let Tony participate in the game. I think I have more sound bites for this one person than any other person who's appeared on the show, not named like Buggy Nova or something like that. So let's bring her on. No, wait.
Tribute.
I want to play this one.
Red Tide.
Really do appreciate you coming on.
No problem, but my question is, where's this Allie Parker chick? You know, I saw a picture today online. She's looking pretty hot, so where's she at?
Tony Fassero.
Well, you know, you were speaking about Vegas a little bit earlier with that hot, hot girl. She's so humble, by the way.
Red
Tide. Thanks for having me, Greg, but I need you to do me a favor.
What's that?
Say what's up to Allie for me, all right?
Al, you didn't think that you were going to... You had to have known.
Yeah, but my phone's breaking up. I can barely hear you.
No, that's Greg's fault.
It's Greg's fault.
Feed the hamster, yeah. Greg. Feed the damn hamster.
It's fine. The hamster is fine. So it is, of course, Mark. Arnold DeMarc getting on the show. Your good friend, Elizabeth Monroe, is DeMarc.
I only heard something about Mary Elizabeth, and I don't know what you're saying, but I love her.
Way to be a good sport on that one, Allie.
I know, right? Way to make it. To love,
yeah, you need to get your internet together, yo. We've got like a half hour left to show. This is the last show. Get it together. Acero's gonna have to take over the show, man.
He might.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Raw Reaction.
Tony, he can barely do his Monday show. What are you talking about? He's not gonna do
that. That's true.
So, come on now.
Is that Tony?
I got him.
Is that Allie?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing's up.
You know, I'm in Vegas and I got plenty of pineapple.
Oh, shut the heck up. Don't ever talk
what's
to me.
What's funny is I don't think Allie understands. It's funny the response. That's just bad. Oh, man.
Terrible.
That is outstanding. Oh, that is.
So
can you?
No, we can't
By
hear
the way,
you, Greg.
Can Patrick, you be Patrick O'Dowd? Please tell me.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can,
Patrick.
Yes,
you can.
Yeah, it's here. Don't try to put this on me, man.
No, I'm just confirming on the radio because we've just pulled back the curtain on the program day one. We've done. So, Allie, did you come on with trivia questions?
What's that?
Did you come on with trivia questions?
I have some, but it's so late. We don't need to do them if you guys want to just, like, or we could do, like, one or two, you know, whatever you guys want to do.
Have you ever been to the D?
No, I haven't.
That wasn't a euphemism.
I know, it's a real place. It's an actual hotel, a casino in Vegas.
No, yeah.
Yes.
What just happened here?
We have to ask. We have to play the game. We're playing the game.
Yeah!
You to stop.
Did I be asking questions?
Yeah, I was like, Allie, I think Greg turned it over to you.
Okay, great.
I turned the music. Let me just explain how this works, Allie. I play the music. You ask the questions. I'm just saying. Let me.
I didn't know what was happening.
Hang on.
Trivia time with Allie Parker.
Okay. Don't bother explaining the rules. It don't matter.
Yeah. All right. Who are we asking? Who would like to play this game? I think, Tony, you have to play.
Okay.
Tony and whoever
else.
Yeah,
go for
it. Okay.
Right, aren't there three categories?
Yeah, there's three categories.
Well, there's three.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're going to go with one question each. And Tony, you can pick from, we'll start with Tony. Classic era, modern era, or attitude era?
Modern era.
Oh. I'm going to be nice and give you a hint. It's probably all John Cena.
All right.
Okay, just kidding. Big event. This is your question. Who defeated Kurt Angle in a critically acclaimed interpromotional match at WrestleMania 21?
Oh, jeez.
Can you ask that one more time?
No.
No problem. Tony, for you, anything. Okay, defeated Kurt Angle?
Huh? Tony, for you, anything? Like, what's that all about?
Well, I don't know. All right. Who defeated Kurt Angle in a critically acclaimed interpromotional match at WrestleMania 21?
I was drunk that year. I'm going to go with Daniel Pewter.
Daniel Pewter. Patrick,
awesome.
Patrick, what, in my opinion, as a wrestling fan, what is the greatest match ever wrestled?
Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 21.
Yes.
Whoa.
That is Greg's favorite. Like, the only way that could have been worse is if it had just been asked to Greg. Because then we would have been like the great cackle. So I actually love... I think Daniel Pewter was a close second.
Yeah, that was great.
Getting to work that match. I heard he was next in line.
He was.
I believe it.
Ready. At a moment's notice.
Okay, Patrick O'Dowd, I'm going to give you one, but I'm going to give you the modern era. I'm not even going to let you choose. This one's going to be easy.
The fix is just in. Wow.
The what?
Nothing. I'm giving you a hard time.
I just didn't want you to feel like I'm not giving you any love over there. So,
all right.
You know. All right.
Okay. So, fast figure it out. It's in your right shoes. I just want to know.
What's that?
It's a.
You showed him love,
cool.
Taking away his right.
Go ahead and ask the question, Allie. It's fine.
Thank you. I can't hear what Greg's saying.
Okay.
Superstar bio. This is for Patrick. What WWE superstar in 2012 got fans chanting, yes, 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 and no, no, no?
Well, I think Tony said
it's
it was
not
AJ
John
Lee,
Cena.
Right?
I'm going to help you.
No. I think it's that Daniel Bryan guy that everybody talks about all the time. I heard that
it
might have been him.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. Hooray.
Should we ask Greg a question?
Give Greg, like, the hardest question. You know, ask Greg any questions. It's not like we're going to be able to hear the answer. It's just going to break up.
All right, Greg, pick a category.
Oh, I get to choose. Okay. I will choose.
Yeah, you're the
host. He chooses a Divas question. That's what he chooses.
No, I don't choose a Divas. I'll go classic. For Pat, on behalf of my co-host, I will go classic.
All right. Let's see what's going to be a good one and words I can pronounce. I'm not kidding either. So this one, okay, look, I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to give you this one. Superstar bio. Greg, this is for you. Who first managed Shawn Michaels when he launched his solo career in the early 1990s?
That's the question, really? I know.
That was an easier one.
That was an easier one. That would be Sherry Martel.
Well, technically it's Sensational Sherry, but we'll give you that.
Aw, snap.
That's right. I did prefer when she was Scary Sherry, to be honest with you. That was always the best incarnation.
Queen Sherry was a good incarnation.
Queen Sherry was a good incarnation. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Trivia Time with Allie Park.
Trivia Time with Allie Park.
There we go. Allie, DeMarc at number 7. Always been a joy whenever you've been able to come on the program. And off the air, too. Allie's a good friend. Something that we always appreciated. So thank you for everything. You've grown tremendously, had a lot of fun in the wrestling business.
So, to translate, Allie, because I don't think anybody heard any of that, Greg thanked you very much for being a great friend of the program and being a great friend outside of the program as well, and that we know that there is nothing but great things coming for you in the future, no matter where you go from here. And we were proud to say that we had a part of it.
Aw, thank you so much. I just have to say, this is like one of the first shows I ever did, and I remember being so nervous, and Greg was so nice and gave me some good tips on relaxing and doing these shows. But and then, you know, Tony and you and Greg, I really appreciate, you know, you guys being so friendly and nice and, you know, just, yeah, this has been such a good experience. So I am truly sad to see this go because I always love coming on and chatting with you guys. So, yeah, sad.
Well, I'll see you in 20 minutes, right, Allie?
No,
you're not. He just got denied.
Naughty.
Patrick, please tell Tony that he got denied by Allie. Can you pass that on?
Actually, that came through. That
of course,
was,
yeah.
Like,
it
worked. Smooth. Like, that was beautiful.
It was Tony who denied Allie.
Randomly.
Oh, it was Tony who denied. I don't think that's true. Yep. He's reviled.
What did he say?
He's saying it was Tony that denied Allie.
Hey. He didn't text me, so maybe he did. Maybe that's, I mean.
You never know.
I didn't even know he was in Vegas.
I'm sorry.
I knew he was in Vegas. Why didn't you know he was in Vegas? Patrick knew he was in Vegas.
Yeah, I knew he was in Vegas.
No, you didn't. You had no idea.
No, I had no idea. Tony Acero doesn't keep me up with his life.
Of course not. Of course not.
I'm
Allie,
just a co-host.
Always a pleasure.
Nobody cares.
Always a pleasure, Allie. The market, lucky number 7. Stay that way forever, and I know I'll talk to you soon. So I'm not really worried about that.
Thank you. I'll be in Arizona this weekend, by the way, Greg. So maybe you can come on and visit.
I might need to do that. I just might have to do that. You know, my busy
All
social
right.
schedule.
Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. Here we go, Patrick. Tony, another
yes.
good part of the program. Tony, of course, now the co-host of the Raw Reaction Monday night. Did you do the Raw Reaction last night? Were you a part of the show?
No. He had someone else cover for me. I was in Vegas. Well, I still am. Where am I? Good Lord. Yeah, so we had someone else come in for me. I haven't heard the show, but I'm sure it was a hoot.
Here's the funny thing. Tony couldn't do the Raw Reaction because he was in Vegas, but he can do my show when he's in Vegas.
Because he's in Vegas. It's because he's in Vegas.
That's right.
It works. It's circular.
It is.
Priorities, people.
Yeah. Well, and then his segment was on the program with someone who actually lives in Vegas. It really is circular.
Yeah, that's how I work.
Tony, it's funny because Tony and I, you know, became friends thanks to the 411 Mania. Is most of the, Patrick's really the only person ever involved with this program that I knew before the program started. But
there's that.
It's Tony and I have talked so many times. Oh, Mania. Yeah, we're still there, still writing. Still kicking. So, and then Tony, I appreciate the fact that you did not do a column this week because it allowed my article to stay front and center for what felt like 5 months. So it was great.
I do it for the people. No, in all reality, it is sad to see the Greg DeMarco show go, but only a little bit because, you know, I mean, you're kind of a blowhard, Greg. You're kind of an asshole. No. Greg has taught me a lot in terms of being the right type of asshole online, so I appreciate that. And that's why I will continue to boast myself as a Greg DeMarco guy. Let's hope it's more Brock, less Cesaro, and, just move forward.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you keep doing what you're doing. I love the fact that you're an individual. You don't really let anybody tell you what to do. And I love the fact that you and I usually disagree, that we always do it in a very entertaining fashion. So we'll have to keep that up, which means if you're smart, it will be you versus I in a Fact or Fiction at some point soon.
You versus me, but yes.
That's right.
And Tony, from me, I want to say thank you for the rap battle.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
That was a shark jump right there.
And what's amazing is that the show has still remained on the air.
Yeah.
We killed that shark.
We did.
We killed it. Beat the shit out of that shark.
I still remember. Go ahead.
So I'm just going to say that I'm going to go downstairs and continue to waste money that should probably be going towards school supplies.
It's okay. You deserve it. You've worked hard.
Wait a minute. I graduated.
Yeah.
School supplies.
Go.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were re-enrolling. I was like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah,
Tony, thank you for everything. I'm sure I'll talk to you like tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, most likely.
All right,
guys. See you later.
There we go. And now it's down to you and I, Patrick.
Then there were two.
Last. And then there were two. I got to find music. There we go.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quick hits.
Bang.
Wait, before you do that, Patrick O'Dowd, but before you give...
Patrick, this is Leanne Marie, and I just wanted to say that I love Patrick O'Dowd.
Oh, I'm out of snow. Bullshit, 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 bullshit.
The Wrestling Realist Patrick O'Dowd's Bullshit Internet Report of the Week.
There you go.
So one last round of bullshit that just sort of epitomizes internet, you know, news bullshit. From Figure Four Weekly, they reported that there is a feeling with the WWE talent and staff that the TV announcers come off as disingenuous when they promote the WWE network by saying things like, it's like Netflix, but better. Initially, the tagline was used like Netflix for WWE, but better, but it was changed because WWE believes the combination of the live stream and on-demand library is a big deal. Some WWE talents are reportedly big fans of Netflix since it is one of the more convenient ways to watch TV shows and movies on the road. You know, just for what it's worth, that statement is so ludicrous and ridiculous, like, I don't even know that it's worth the time to really go into much detail. Like, the talents running around saying you shouldn't bash Netflix, no, they're not doing that, so stop. Thanks, Figure Four.
First of all, the talent is usually backstage at the show.
Yep.
And probably not hearing the commentary.
Exactly.
And I seriously doubt they then later go back and watch, because on Tuesday they're off to SmackDown, which apparently was just revealed moving to Thursdays because they repainted the truck and it says Thursdays.
Yep.
I saw that on the Facebook. So I just don't understand where this news would even, like, that's just insane.
Well, think about this as a normal person. What, Netflix is going to take your Netflix subscription away because the WWE is trying to sell their product? Come on. Like, no, people are not that stupid. Except for IWC reporters. Who are
I'm
that
pretty
stupid?
Sure. I'm pretty sure the Netflix for WWE line was mentioned once, maybe. Like, I don't remember hearing this.
I mean, it's about the streaming service. Like, that's it. Like, it's comparable.
I can't. That really is bullshit.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just nuts.
And by the way, who is Figure Four Weekly, Patrick O'Dowd? Please define. Figure Four Weekly for us all.
I don't know if I should.
Patrick O'Dowd.
I know. I wouldn't want to upset
Meltzer.
Our good friend Dave Meltzer.
That's right. Good friend
you know,
of the program.
I wouldn't want to hurt any future potential interviews that we may have for shows down the road.
Dave wanted to be here tonight, but unfortunately
was not invited.
Had a prior commitment.
to not be on the show because we don't want him.
Exactly, because that would just be
I'm sorry. He's my Abyss. There you go.
No, he's actually better than Abyss. I'm willing to
No, say. He's not at all. He makes
bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quit hits.
Bang.
Now am I doing a quick hit?
You
I got
are,
confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually don't have any news bites. Just I'll start with my quick hit is going to be a thank you to those internet bullshit peddlers who gave us what I found to be one of my favorite parts of the week, and that was looking for ridiculous stories to send Greg. So prowrestling.net to our good friends over at WrestleZone, and of course, our good friend Dave Meltzer and Figure Four Weekly Online and the Wrestling Observer and all of that for continuing to peddle out news that wasn't news, that wasn't even close to news, that sometimes got right because you could guess properly. We appreciate it, and it made my week when we could put that stuff into play.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come.
I want to use my last quick hit to talk about Ring of Honor, the company that basically began any exposure to independent wrestling that Patrick O'Dowd and myself had, dating all the way back to 2005, when I went to my first Ring of Honor show. Patrick was going to go but decided to get married and so wasn't able to do that, but has been to more Ring of Honor shows than I have. If you were a fan of Ring of Honor and haven't tuned in a while, if you've never been a fan of Ring of Honor and have heard of it, want to see what it's about, I want to do nothing but encourage you to recheck it out or check it out for the first time. It's what I enjoy most about wrestling. They do tell stories. Don't let anyone tell you they don't. But they tell them in the ring with a great in-ring product. They're a definite upswing. If TNA does go away, even if they don't go away and they end up online only or whatever, it's a matter of time to me before Ring of Honor overtakes them as the number two country, the number two company the United States of America. That's right. They are a nation of their own. The number
they're
two NXT company
Poland as we speak
in the United States of America. And if you're the number two promotion in the U.S., you're looking number three in the world behind New Japan Pro Wrestling. And that's what Ring of Honor is. That's what they deserve to be. And I firmly encourage you to check them out. Enjoy it. Because I know that you will. And if my recommendation means anything, please do so. If it doesn't, enjoy what you enjoy.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quick hits.
Bang.
Patrick O'Dowd, it is time to bid farewell. And so I give you the floor first.
Okay. So 3.5 years. Thank you to everybody who's listened to us ever, whether you hated us or loved us, thought we were brilliant, thought we were full of crap, thought I was drunk on the air and cutting off Greg. thank you for taking the time to listen, to give us feedback, and to honestly, when I think about where this show went and to think that there were people that listen to us and what we do on a regular basis and to feel that we were credible and that we knew what we were talking about and that we were worth listening to and following, it's much, much appreciated. And that, we wouldn't have kept doing this show if nobody tuned in. And so without those listeners, a big thank you. The other people I'd like to thank, whether they still listen to the show or not, anybody who was ever a guest on the show that took the time to talk to us, whether that was, somebody like a Shane Douglas, I remember being ridiculously excited about and being able to tell other people, or Chris Masters, who came on the show, right down to the Darren Corbins and the Greek God Papadons, who came on, multiple times and maybe aren't the guys that people know but should, and then of course our DeMarquettes. It was great. It's Greg's concept, but it was still a lot of fun to have people like Sue Young on. It was a lot of fun. We had seven. Was it, how many of them did we have on tonight, man?
Tonight we probably did have seven on.
It was something like, it was like seven. To have people who were so willing to come onto our show and share a little bit about what was going on with their careers and to know that there was in some way that we were, helping on any level, was always very exciting. And I'm not going to lie, it was always really great for our show. Other than that, I got to say, even though I don't know that she's ever, listened recently, I'm going to miss the chance to talk to Leanne Marie on the air. Because that was like my one. That was my girl. So, I'm going to miss that. And then finally, Greg brought this up 3.5 years ago of, hey, I want to do this podcast and I want you to do it too. Letting me have the opportunity and sticking with me even when I'm awful or talk too much or cut you off or might have had a little too much scotch. Been able to have fun at other people's expense, like Dave Meltzer, the day that we destroyed WrestleZone. it's always fun. And, oddly enough, these conversations get to continue. And because we're not going anywhere, in that regard, like our conversations are going to still happen. I really do agree that I think that, for the both of us and where we are now, versus where we were 3.5 years ago, this this was going to happen. And, you know, I'm glad that we got to do this for 3.5 years, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it has been a fun 3.5 years. It is time. I agree with you there. There is no swerve, just to, in case anyone is wondering. I do echo the sentiments. All the guests that we've had who have been amazing. I know Patrick already mentioned a bunch. The ones that have been on the most, you know, Ethan Page, who I remember the first time he came on, it was our first year anniversary show, and he was like, why are you having me on your show? Like, that's, you know, because we had Scarlett on as well. To, you know, flipping it around to Adam Pierce, who wanted to be on but was on vacation, so not able to join the show. And always a lot of fun. To pretty much anybody who's been on the show. You know, Christopher Daniels. I can't believe Patrick O'Dowd, Marty Jannetty, Christopher Daniels right there in the Shawn Michaels Hall of Fame speech. But that's okay. Wow. I'm just kidding. Who came on the show? That's right, 3.5 years. So many people. There's so many people to leave out. I do want to thank all the DeMarcats who've come on, had so much fun with us, such good sports, coming up with their own ideas, their own gags they wanted to do on the show. Of course, you know, I don't want to thank all 16 because it would take forever, but there was a number one, and her name was Buggy Nova, and even if she's no longer in the wrestling business, she came on every week for a year, and it was just a lot of fun to have her on the show, to do that with her, to have her be a part of it, and she was a big part of the show, and a big part of the show's growth. I do want to thank everyone who's ever listened to the show, whether you've liked it or disliked it. If you hated the show, I want to thank you even more, because you probably complained, probably made us want to do better, and probably gave us that edge that we needed to have. For everybody who's ever promoted the show, tweeted about us, talked about us, we do appreciate it. To the fine folks at Sports Rants, thank you so much for letting us have our show on your network. For the fine folks at the Real Fan Sports Network, which probably gave us the biggest audience we ever had, even if they were, you know, it just didn't work out. Yep. We appreciate that as well. And, you know, Pro Wrestling Powerhouse has always been a great home, a great group of people, and you should continue to support them at ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Of course, our biggest and longest-standing home was the VOC Nation, and a big thank you to Bruce Wirt and everyone at the VOC Nation for hosting us, promoting us, believing in us when we had not even been on the air for a year when they first picked us up. Of course, everyone who's ever read, commented, complained, or whatever, of my work at 411 Mania, and even the occasional Patrick O'Dowd work at 411 Mania. We appreciate it, and can't thank you enough for doing that. And Patrick, I mean, to you, you know, I said it from the beginning, like, I wanted to do this, and I wanted you to be a part of it, and I always said, like, if you ever stop doing the show, I would stop doing the show, which would have been really hard to do, you know, especially when Sue Young came on board. But I still would have stopped doing the show, Patrick O'Dowd, had you stopped doing the show.
But it would have been a closer shave.
It would have been a closer one, but I still would have done it. Putting up with me, my crazy ideas, and whatever. And to the Blog Talk Radio lady, you're a raging bitch. We hate you. But the everyone else who's ever been a part of the show, we thank you. We thank you for listening. This is goodbye. There is no swerve. But you've been a big part of our lives, and you've allowed us to come into yours to talk to you about something as silly and crazy as wrestling. And I do hope that above all else, if you're listening, talking about, watching wrestling on the internet, you do it as a fan and you enjoy it, because it's supposed to be an escape from real life. It's supposed to be something that we do for fun. Patrick O'Dowd, this is the end. I say thank you as we sign off for the very last time.
All right. Good night, friends.
Here we go. That was the wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd. My name is Greg DeMarco. I appreciate you listening. I hope you find another show to listen to on Tuesdays. Please support them, enjoy them, and, you know, you never say never in the world of professional wrestling, but we don't have any plans of doing this in the future, so thank you, and keep, like I said, keep watching the product, keep enjoying it, and always, above all else, be a fan of the professional wrestling.
Greg DeMarco and Patrick O'Dowd.
Pippin' these hoes!
Greg DeMarco Show.
Thank you, Greg. Oh, I want to say, Greg, I love you. I'm serious. I love you. Greg DeMarco, I love you.
This is Dougie Nova, and I just want to let all you guys know that I love Greg and Marco. True, I can't help it.
Greg DeMarco Show.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show
best in all his future endeavors.